But basement, you've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the Angie app, and Kohler Power. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects inside and outside of your house you want to get done this fall. So if there is one on your to-do list, and we know there is because, heck, we've all got those lists that just seem to grow and sometimes never end. Mine tend to extend before they end with the last set, so they're just sort of rolling over all the time. There's always something to do, but I guess, you know, it keeps me out of trouble or it gets me into it one way or the other. But if you've got a project list and you need some help getting started, give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, you know, few things better define an upscale kitchen like a commercial range. They are beautiful. They're beefy. They're just so impressive. So we're going to share some tips on how to choose a pro-style range that will boost your cooking powers and your home's resale value.
And, you know, not all home improvements deliver the same return on investment, but...
Oh, come on. We know a man cave does, right? It always does.
Yes. Oh, yes. That's top of the list, followed closely behind by she shed. So definitely...
Of course.
...two huge improvements.
And let's not forget the we shed.
All right, but we're going to actually ask the experts over at Consumer Reports, and we're going to find out the one that really does deliver a fantastic return on investment, and you wouldn't be surprised to learn that it's a home standby generator. So we're going to look at these convenient personal power plants. Maybe you've got one at your she shed or he shed or man cave, whatever you want to call it. But either way, putting in a whole home standby generator, that is a definite excellent return on investment. So we'll find out more about that.
And are you looking for more storage space to hide the clutter in your home? I mean, who isn't? Well, you know, you got nooks, you got crannies, and you got other untapped turf, and everybody's got this space in their home, and it's kind of hiding in plain sight. So we're going to give you some tips on where to look to pick up some not-so-hidden storage space and make it really work well for you.
But first, whether you are doing or dreaming, whatever that project is, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So give us a call, shoot us an email, post your question, whatever it is. We are standing by to lend a hand. This is the perfect home improvement season. The weather is great for projects both inside and out. So let us help you get all of those projects started before the big holiday hurrahs are, you know, right around the corner. They're about to happen. So let's get your house ready.
Two ways to do just that. You can go to moneypit.com/ask or call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Kathy in California, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
In our rental, we have a big wall of brick where the fireplace is, and it's a dark corner, and I was wondering if we would be able to paint that brick without a whole lot of trouble to brighten it up in that corner.
You can paint it, but you better be sure it's what you want to do, right, Leslie?
Yeah. I mean, painting brick is... It's kind of irreversible. Once you put the paint on, because the brick is so porous, it's just going to get sucked into, like, every little interior nook and cranny of that brick. So should you ever decide that you would like it to be brick again, it's a lot of stripping and sandblasting. It's a big to-do. So you want to make sure that that's something you really want to do. I mean, if it's, like, just the ugliest brick ever, I get it.
Well, it's the only way to lighten up that area that I can think of.
It's like a corner?
It's like a corner of the living room, but it's one wall of the living room. It's the whole wall right up next to the sliding glass door. So all the way over to the sliding glass door is all brick from floor to ceiling.
Have you thought about putting mirrors, like an assorted group of mirrors, or adding a different light fixture? I mean, there are ways that you can brighten the space with decoration.
I hadn't thought of the mirrors. That might be a good idea.
I mean, if you do like a cute cluster, almost like a little gallery grouping of different size and shape mirrors and mixing metals and, you know, doing something really purposeful and fun and creating a moment, like, that's a great way to do it.
There's no electrical in the ceiling.
You don't need electrical in the ceiling. There are plenty of pendant lamps that plug into an outlet that you can use as swag. That is that what it's called? Swag?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Swag?
Yeah,
swag?
I think so.
You can do something like that, and there are really great ways to do that. So you plug in a light fixture, and then suddenly you have a beautiful, like, mini chandelier or something. There are so many. If you look online for decorative light fixture with a plug-in, like with a plug, you'll find so many.
Okay.
And then make sure you can get one of those things that looks like a scrunchie that you wrap over the electrical cord itself so it hides just the wiring. And, I mean, it's really easy to do.
All right. I'll think down on those lines. That's easier than painting.
There's even sconces that are plug-in. So you can create, like, a whole little gallery thing with mirrors and plug-in sconces and really brighten up that space.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
James and George is on the line with a new home that's coming with a stinky scent. Tell us what's going on.
Just got a home that had obviously been smoked in, not only cigarettes, but cigars from the
Ugh.
Previous owner.
Oh, yuck.
And, yeah, and it is horrible, you know, and, you know, made my teenager just kind of sick even being in there. So, you know, I was going to do a slight remodel before we moved in anyway. I mean, I knew maybe pull the carpet out. But other than that, I'm kind of at a loss. I didn't know, will painting help? Should I clean the ductwork? Or I'm just kind of really at a loss on maybe what I could do to get rid of the smell.
The problem is that smoke gets into everything. So are we talking about the entire house here, or is it just one room?
Oh, no, it's the entire house.
So in order to really clean out that smell, you would have to pull the carpet. I mean, you could have it clean, but I suspect that it you know, there's still going to be some residual. And then once you pull the carpet, then you have to paint the subfloor underneath the carpet because
yeah,
it
you
soaks,
lock that
soaks,
odor in.
Soaks in. Yeah, so you need to use like a primer quality paint to seal in that smoke odor. You need to do the same thing with the walls and ceilings. They have to be washed and then reprimed. And of course, you got to get rid of any drapes or any other fabrics that are around.
Well, even wallpaper.
Yeah, that's a good point. Even wallpaper can soak it in.
Yeah, I noticed there was wallpaper in a couple of the rooms.
Yeah, and that all. So I think you're just going to have to tackle it, one step at a time. But basically, that smoke gets into everything, and you have to pull out those materials and seal underneath them in order to try to clear it.
Okay. And do you guys have any recommendations? Is there any way, like, to clean the ductwork or anything? I just didn't want to spend a bunch of money on all the rest of it, and it just gets kicked back in.
The ductwork may just be dusty. I don't know that that's going to be the biggest problem. I think you're going to find that most of this odor is not so much the ductwork. Because the ductwork is metal. You know, it doesn't really soak in stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're going to find most of this is going to be in the drywall and in the subfloor and in the carpet and in those surfaces. And that's why they have to be cleaned and primed and then repainted.
Something like with a sealer primer?
Yeah, I would recommend that you use like an oil-based primer for this because it really does a good job of sealing in whatever's underneath it. And that will be all you need at the subfloor. You can carpet back over that or put whatever flooring down you want over that. But for the walls, you can go ahead and prime them in, and then you could do a top layer of paint over that. But you got to do that first. I would use a solvent-based or oil-based primer for it, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I greatly appreciate you taking
the time. Yes, you're very welcome. Sorry that happened to you, and good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, do you dream of having a beautiful commercial-styled range in your kitchen? Well, we're going to share some tips on how to choose a pro-style range to boost your cooking powers and your resale value when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now's a great time to save even more on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Projects like new countertops deliver a high return on investment, and they look great. But installing granite can be expensive. That's why I recently picked the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends at Deich Coatings. Luxrock is real stone. It spreads easily over existing countertops or other hard surfaces, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's a premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop in a single weekend. Each Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit contains everything you need to cover up to 40 square feet. normally only $299. The kit is on sale now through December 25th for just $249 at DiceCoatings.com. That's D-I-A-C-H Coatings.com.
We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, E-D-E-N, PureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. Eden Pure, innovative products for better living.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall weekend. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, if you can dream it, I'm pretty sure that you can build it. And you know what? We can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading out to Illinois, we've got Laura on the line who's looking to do a project with oil-based paint, but finding out it's not available in the state. What's going on?
My ceilings are painted with oil-based paint, and we now live in the state of Illinois, and they say they do not sell oil-based paint, and I'm wondering how I can paint my ceilings.
Laura, we're hearing more and more questions like this from those that live in states where oil-based or solvent-based paint is becoming more restrictive. You know, I understand that it's still available. It's expensive, sometimes only in smaller quantities. But in your case, when we're talking about a ceiling, I think as long as you clean that ceiling well, then you can use a latex-based or an alkyd-based primer, like Kills has a good quality primer that's water cleanup, and that would give you the same quality finish. And, you know, we've got to remember that the primer is sort of the glue that makes that paint stick, and so as long as you have a clean surface and you use a good quality alkyd primer, I think you should be okay. And you could put ceiling paint on top of that, which, by the way, also has different qualities to it, so make sure you look for ceiling paint. And my recommendation, Leslie, with this is to always use flat, because if you use anything with a sheen, you're going to see those defects, right? Those like nail pops and stuff.
Well, I mean, anything with a sheen is going to make any imperfections super obvious. So once something starts to kind of go awry, you're going to notice before you would with a flat paint. So I would definitely recommend a lesser sheen when possible. Well, few things define an upscale kitchen like a commercial range. You know, those heavy cast iron grates, the beefy knobs, the high BTU burners. The pro-style range has become the modern-day hearth. It really is the focal point in your home's main gathering space. Now, of course, a serious stove can boost your cooking powers, too, not to mention your home's resale value. So what do you need to know if you're looking at one of these brawny beauties for your kitchen?
Well, they do add a very dramatic look to your kitchen, but you know, Leslie, they're actually not commercial ranges because commercial ranges don't have the same level of insulation, and they can actually be unsafe. They get too hot for a wood-framed house. They need special fireproofing. So instead, manufacturers offer what is generally called a pro style range. In other words, a commercially styled range, but it's not really the same range that you might see in a kitchen. And they're scaled also to fit sort of the standard depth counters, which that wouldn't apply if it was really a commercial range. And they've got beefed up insulation to keep them safe. Now, their biggest burners still blast out like an amazing 18,000 to 25,000 BTUs, which is huge because a basic range on high is like 12,000 BTUs.
I mean, that's pretty huge. That's a big increase. Imagine
it
how
is,
quickly
right.
you can boil some water there. I mean, kind of like that. So if you're thinking about adding this pro-style range to your kitchen, what are some of the things that you need to be considering? Well, I think first and foremost, we need to talk about size because many of these pro-style ranges come in standard width. So you're looking at 30, 36, 48, 60-inch widths. Now, the larger widths generally mean that you're going to get more burners or other cooktop options, you know, maybe like a griddle or some grills or just even more space, too. But that cost, I mean, you can expect to pay anywhere from $3,500 to $20,000 for a pro-style range. You know, it all really depends on the size, the features, the models, et cetera. But generally, that's going to be your price point. Now, with fuel options, you know, pro-style burners are always gas. They can be paired with a gas or an electric oven. You know, the latter option, if you do go gas for a burner and electric for the oven, that's going to be known as a dual fuel option. And electric ovens, they do offer more cooking modes and some of them more even heat, but that does add some money to the cost, sometimes as much as $2,000. Now, some cooks just prefer gas ovens for their moisture heat, but most pro-style gas ovens aren't self-cleaning, and those that do cost more. So there's a lot of different options, you know, that you've got to consider that do add to the cost.
And installation is also a lot different than a standard range. Starting with ventilation, pro-style power produces pro-style humidity. It also produces pro-style odor and carbon monoxide and all that sort of stuff if something goes wrong. And if a recipe goes wrong, it's also going to produce all that much more smoke. So with all that in mind, a vent hood that exhausts to the outside is an absolute must. And the more BTUs the range puts out, the more air that blower needs to be able to move. Now, think about this. Because you're taking so much air out of the kitchen, you have to also add air into the kitchen. So sometimes they also need what's known as makeup air, another place where air from the outside can pull back in, and it can be done in such a way as to not waste too much energy in terms of taking in hot air in the summer or cold air in the winter, but all this has to be considered. So it's definitely not something that a DIYer should be doing. Also, you need to check your supply line. Most pro-style ranges need a bigger gas line. And don't forget about this. Measure it. You know how every once in a while you hear about the ships that are too big to get out of the port? Wasn't the Amazon guy, Bezos, didn't he order a yacht that couldn't get out of the port or something? Or they'd take a bridge apart or something like that? I mean, your little version of that might be ordering your dream pro-style range and find out that it doesn't fit in your door. So make sure you measure your front door or your slider or however you plan on getting it in so that doesn't become a hindrance.
Yeah, that's definitely something to consider because that would be the worst. Could you imagine you get this beautiful range and then you can't get it inside? All right, now we've got Bobby on the line who's dealing with a water issue in Virginia. Tell us what's happening.
So after some heavy rains we had last year, I noticed I just walked down in the basement and it wasn't a lot of water. It just picture taking a gallon of water and walking around, you know, and just pouring it out as you go. And
right.
I'm pretty sure it's hydrostatic pressure that's just pushing the water up through the cracks and through the cinder block. And I've tried,
right.
I can't remember the paint that you paint the cinder block wall.
Dry lock. Yeah.
And yes.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of moisture behind the wall because where I painted it again, it's starting to flake off. And that
right.
just tells
yeah.
me there's a lot of moisture buildup.
Yep. So, all right. So look, there's two ways to approach a leak like this. You're going with the idea that you can basically make your house float, and you can't. You're trying to seal those walls as if it was the hull of a boat, and that's not going to happen. But you've told me something very, very important, and that is that this is a problem that happens when it rains heavily or it gets worse after heavy rain. And that gives me the answer, which is a very, very simple one, and that is simply this. Your water is sourcing from bad drainage right outside your foundation perimeter. It's not a rising water table, and basically what's happening is either your gutters are clogged, your gutters are undersized, your downspouts are discharging right near the foundation corners, not extended out, and with water allowed to collect around the house like that, the water will just leak through those very porous walls and start to show up in the basement. Now, it can come through the walls or it can go under the floor and show up as a little geyser. Same problem, same source. And that is grading and drainage. I'd like you to go to moneypit.com, and right on the homepage, one of our most popular articles is how to stop a basement from leaking. There's 10 or 12 articles featured there. Find the one about basements and read it carefully. You'll be amazed at how simple this is to fix. A lot less work than what you've done thus far, my friend.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm actually currently working on the gutter situation. I'm extending those a little bit farther out away from the house. I'm trying to get positive drainage, you know, and all that good stuff. And I just wonder if a sump pump would be, I guess, the best route. Or I guess I'm looking for the best route.
Yeah, it's not, because all the sump pump's going to do is pump the water out after it gets there. We're trying to advocate for you to not have it get there in the first place. Now, I'll tell you how you can prove this to yourself. If your gutters are clean, if you don't think that they're overflowing because they're too small for all the roof water that's forming on them. And by the way, it's smart to go out. If you get a heavy rainfall, heavy rain, go out and watch what's happening with the water around your house. It's a real education. You know, see where that water is going.
Oh, I have. Oh, yeah, I have.
And
I have quite a bit.
Right. So what your experiment could be is simply this. Go buy yourself three or four pieces of leader material, 8 foot, 10 foot long. Attach it temporarily to the end of that downspout where it comes out, and watch what happens when you move all of the water away from the house. You're going to find a dramatic difference in the water that gets in that basement. And once you've proven that to yourself, all you need to do now is figure out how to make it pretty. And that might be by maybe running some underground PVC pipe and having it exit somewhere lower on the property or out the curb to manage that water completely. But if you let it collect around the foundation, it's going to go in. Okay?
Gotcha. Gotcha. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Good luck, Bobby. Thanks for calling us.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Well, if you're one of the millions of Americans who've suffered a power loss in your home, you may very well have been considering whether you should invest in a home standby generator. Well, it turns out not only can a generator protect your home when the power fails, the experts at Consumer Reports say it's actually a good investment that returns more value than it costs. We're going to explain in today's Power Tip presented by Kohler Generators when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
My name is Michael DeQuisto. I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council this November. I graduated from Stanford University and USC Law School. During my 4 years on the council, we have increased police staffing to the highest level in many years. The Nurpon open space has been cleaned up and a specialized team of law enforcement with mental health workers has been established. I want to continue this good work for the community. Please vote for me, Michael DeQuisto, this November. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2022.
Create a large tag and label it with the words Main Valve and hang it from the valve handle and make sure all household members can find it before a flood occurs. Another important location to know, the weakest link of your plumbing system, and it's probably the rubber connecting hoses on your washing machine. These hoses can dry out, burst, and allow thousands of gallons to rush into your home. To avoid this, be sure to turn off the water supply valves to the washer before leaving home for an extended period of time. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Let us lend you a hand. You know, now that it's fall, this really is a great time to clean and seal your driveway before that winter sets in. So how do you do that? What's it going to help you with? First of all, let's talk about how you prep for it. You want to start by cleaning up any oil or gas spills that may have occurred, and then go ahead and patch cracks and seal the holes. Then go and apply an asphalt sealer. You're going to find that many are available in a latex formulation, which will be much easier to clean up after.
Yeah, and as winter wears on, choose your de-icing treatments carefully and only use those that don't harm vegetation or your concrete walks. I like to mix up a batch of salt and sand in like a 5-gallon bucket. I keep it handy right near the door so we can get to it quickly at the first sign of ice.
All right, now we welcome Gonzalo, who's trying to seal up things at his house and make it more efficient. How can we help?
I recently finished an air sealing project to make my home a little more energy efficient. Was able to reduce the CFM50 from about 3,400 to 1,700, but I'd like to get it lower than that. I'm concerned that one source of infiltration might be an extension that was built into the house, you know, maybe three decades ago.
You know, Leslie, it occurs to me that a lot of times when we try to seal up our homes, for many folks, it's really a guessing game, right? Like they're attacking the areas that they think are giving them the biggest drafts, but it's not always accurate. But you really just can't attack it that way because the drafts are largely invisible, and sometimes when they're coming in one place, they're sourcing from somewhere else, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say because there are so many places, so it's interesting to see what's causing a huge air leak and what's causing not so much. So there's a couple of things that you can do to sort of narrow down where the issues are, but there's also some tests that you can have done by the energy company to really see what the issues are.
Yeah, and that's my thought exactly. It sounds to me like, you know, he mentioned that he cut his CFM in half. I'm thinking that maybe he's already doing some energy testing, but what I would do in this case is I would be doing a blower door test. Now, a blower door test is basically just that. They take out your front door, they put in a big frame and a big fan in that door, and they can either pressurize by blowing air in or depressurize by pulling air out of a house. And then with tools like a smoke tester, which is a little puffer thing that you go around windows and doors and places you think leaks, and you basically can see which way the air's moving, if it's escaping through the space around the window or escaping around where a building has an addition connected to it, like in your case, Gonzalo, it will show you that. But I would do further investigation with a blower door test. And you might also want to have an infrared inspection done where your walls can be scanned from the inside or the outside to confirm whether or not you have continuous insulation. Because a lot of times insulation is missing in parts of a house, or it's settled. So I think those are two things you should explore next in your quest to make your home more energy efficient. And by the way, since you want to make this as tight as possible, you need to be careful not to make it too tight. Because if you do, you're not going to be able to have clean, healthy air inside to breathe. You need a certain amount of natural ventilation. And so if it gets to that point, then what you do is you use something that's called an air-to-air heat exchanger or a fresh air ventilator, which basically is designed to pull fresh air into the house, but not stress out your heating or your cooling system at the same time.
Well, if you're one of the millions of Americans who've suffered a power loss in your home, you may very well have been considering whether you should invest in a home standby generator. Well, it turns out not only can a generator protect your home when the power fails, the experts over at Consumer Reports say it's actually a good investment that returns more value than it costs.
That's right. We'll explain why in today's Power Tip presented by Kohler Generators. Now, first up, if you think about it, 2022's relentless power failures have really made this past year one of the most challenging in recent memories. And it's something that's gotten progressively worse over time. In fact, over the last two decades, power outages caused by severe weather have doubled. And as a result, the frequency and duration of power failures are at their highest levels since we started measuring it, which was back in 2013. That's crazy.
I mean, that really is crazy. And that's why now is truly the time to consider purchasing a home standby generator. Not only will you be protected when the electricity goes out, but having a generator adds real value to your home when it becomes time for you to sell. Now, according to Consumer Reports, a professionally installed standby generator could increase your home value by approximately 5%. So on a $300,000 home, you could see as much as a $15,000 amount added to the value of your home once you have a generator installed.
Yeah, and this is especially true in areas that are more prone to power outages, California, because buyers are typically willing to pay a bit more for a home with a standby generator because of the added peace of mind. So if you install a home generator, you basically have an investment that's going to benefit you immediately. You'll get security, you'll get peace of mind, and it also benefits you when you sell your home. And just like brand name appliances, installing a Kohler home generator is a big selling point.
And you guys, right now, listeners who order a unit before November 18th, you'll also get a free 10-year extended warranty. That's a $995 value, and you'll save up to $750 on select models. Now, to learn more and find a dealer near you, just go to poweredbykohler.com today. Poweredbykohler.com. Once again, that's Powered by Kohler, and that's K-O-H-L-E-R.com. Kohler Generators, backup power from a name you can trust. This is the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Hey, have you ever wished you could have just a little extra storage space? Well, it may be existing right under your nose in those hidden nooks and crannies of your apartment. We're going to tell you where to look after this.
Live in a money pit.
Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the EdenPure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The EdenPure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The EdenPure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're here to get all your home projects done well, from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest, from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you book and pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, which covers your project up to the full purchase price. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Now's a great time to save even more on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Projects like new countertops deliver a high return on investment, and they look great. But installing granite can be expensive. That's why I recently picked the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends at Deich Coatings. Luxrock is real stone. It spreads easily over existing countertops or other hard surfaces, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's a premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop in a single weekend. Each Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit contains everything you need to cover up to 40 square feet. Normally only $299, the kit is on sale now through December 25th for just $249 at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-I-A-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall weekend. What are you working on? If it's your house, you're in the right place because we are here to help.
All right, guys, we know you love The Money Pit. What if you could listen to The Money Pit whenever you wanted? Well, you can when you follow The Money Pit podcast. You can get new episodes every Monday and Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Karen's on the line, and she's got a question about some unwanted visitors to her Money Pit. What can we help you with?
Well, I thought in the past you mentioned something about some kind of a bug zapper that worked outside. And the issue are flies, not like the kind of one they use light to get mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
This is for daytime.
Well, the light works in the daytime as well.
Yeah, I think what you're talking about is a product that called Dynatrap, D-Y-N-A-T-R-A-P. And the way it works is you kind of plug it in all season long, and there's a UV light that reacts with a plate of metal. I'm not sure what the material is, but basically when it combines together, it gives off carbon dioxide, so it mimics human breath. And then the insects are drawn to that, and there's a fan that basically pulls them through the unit and deposits them into a basket below where they kind of dry out. So That's the product that you're referring to. Does it work on flies? I think so, but not as well as it works on mosquitoes, I'll tell you that.
And boy, does it work on mosquitoes.
It really works on mosquitoes well.
Yeah, and I know those light ones do too, but the issue out in California is actually more flies than mosquitoes because we don't have the moisture.
They've got some good science behind it, so I certainly would give it a shot.
Okay, and so you said that was called Dynatrap?
Yep, Dynatrap, Dynatrap.
And do you know where it's sold?
No, it's sold everywhere. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it in home centers and hardware stores, or look at their website, which is, I believe, Dynatrap.com.
Okay, and how big of an area does it kind of take care of?
It depends on the size that you buy. I have actually two units. I have a one-acre unit that's in the back of my house, kind of around our dining area patio. And I actually have a smaller one that I think is rated at a half acre on my front porch, which is the other side of the house because we like to sit out there at night. And I tell you what, it's really created a mosquito-free zone around the entire home.
It's amazing how well they do work. You just have to remember to clean it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, if you're looking for storage space in and around your home, there are some places that may hide storage simply because of the way a home is constructed. For example, in my house, I have a staircase, and underneath the staircase, I've got unused space. So I framed myself in a closet. And that's been really helpful for storage of our office supplies because my home office kind of backs up to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's really clever. But you also have to think about getting creative with alcoves or corners. I mean, everybody's got corners in the house. Alcoves, maybe not so much. But you can add a few simple storage solutions which can convert even the smallest landings, perhaps, into a sleek workstation. I mean, this is especially valuable if you can't spare a bedroom to create a home office. So you have to think creatively. Now, when it comes to your bathroom spaces, you've got to look up. That space 18 to 24 inches below the ceiling is perfect for a row of decorative wire shelving. I mean, this can give your family space to store a week's worth of bath towels. I always feel like best intentions. I start off with a beautifully organized bathroom closet with towels, and I think it lasts 3-4 days. Like, the kids are a disaster, and towels are just strewn everywhere. So if this can help you stay organized and keep things, like, attractively stored, I say go for it.
You know, speaking of a week's worth of bath towels, in my house, I built a rack because I couldn't find one that was wide enough. I wanted it to be along sort of one wall, not all the way, but I wanted it to be like the wall that aligns with the bathtub, essentially. So you have the tub, then you have like about another 5 feet of wall before you hit the door. Well, I wanted a 5 foot wide towel rack. So I made it, but I made it out of PVC, out of like 1 inch PVC pipe. And I glued it all together, and it looks just like a regular, say, brass or chrome-styled one, but it holds all of our towels. The only thing I did different was in the longest portion of the PVC, I put wood dowels in there to give it some strength. So it's inside the pipe. It's kind of like a reinforced. It was just kind of one of these projects where I had a bunch of PVC and I had this idea, so I just didn't need to buy a few more, like, elbows and stuff. So I did that, just sort of threw it together. I'm like, hey, this could work. And before I knew it, I had myself a DIY towel rack made out of PVC piping.
Tony in Missouri's on the line, and he's got a question about getting some extra power, maybe a generator, maybe an extension cord through a window. Let's find out what's going on.
We live way out in the country, and my wife and I have purchased a 2,000-watt peak generator, and, of course, you don't want to run that in the house. Mm-hmm. What I'm thinking about doing is running a male outside to female inside socket, if I can, through an outside wall so that we can then plug in a short extension cord and run, you know, small appliances, light bulbs, whatever, inside the house when we, if we have a power outage this winter, which we are somewhat prone to do out here.
All right, well, you're on the right track, but this is not a DIY kind of hack-it-together thing. There actually is a product called a transfer switch that's designed for exactly this purpose. They have transfer switches that are designed for big generators, like 20,000 watts. Then they have ones that are designed for very small generators, like 2,000 watts, and it kind of works just like you said. There's an outlet that is inside the house. It could have a series of even a, maybe three or four different circuits that could be on this, or it could just be, you know, an outlet that's there. And then there's a cord outside that would actually be plugged into the generator to bring that power in. You make a very good point by saying you can't run it inside the house. I want to expand upon that and say you can't even run it in the garage. I mean, anywhere aside from, you know, 10 feet or more away from your house, you should, really shouldn't be using a generator space like that, because it can, those carbon monoxide fumes can definitely get back into the building. So I think you're on the right track, but what you want to do is go out and pick up a transfer switch. You can find them online. It's designed for a portable generator, and everything that you've envisioned will be there for you. You won't have to build it yourself. And it'll be a lot safer, too.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome, Tony. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. When we come back, we're going to jump into our questions that are posted online. We've got one from David, who's trying to do the right thing by staining his fence. Problem is, the neighbors don't appreciate the effort. Well, we're going to see how we can help them out when we return.
You live in a money pit.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready, or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in a Holiday Market shopping center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
My name is Michael DeQuisto. I'm running for re-election to the Redding City Council this November. I graduated from Stanford University and USC Law School. During my 4 years on the council, we have increased police staffing to the highest level in many years. The Nurpon open space has been cleaned up and a specialized team of law enforcement with mental health workers has been established. I want to continue this good work for the community. Please vote for me, Michael DeQuisto, this November.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2022.
I'm trying to imagine, what does pecan colored mean to you? Is it like a light brown?
I was going to say, kind of like
hard
duty
to say,
brown.
Right?
It's like, you know, it's like a yellowy brown that's more on the orangey brown. It's not, I don't love it.
Well, here's what I think. First of all, in answer to your question, David, it's not easy to remove that if it's at all possible. In fact, I don't think it is because, you know, stain on raw wood soaks in like a sponge. So you really can't get the stain out of it. Well, what you could do is you could restain it to match the exact color that the cedar fence is right now. In fact, you could take one of the boards off the fence, bring it into your local paint store. They have color matching tools there. They could actually color match a stain to that exact color that your wood is. Well, one thing to keep in mind is you want to color match against the raw cedar before you stain it. So find a part that's unstained or borrow a board from a neighbor. And you can go to a home center, you can go to a paint store, and they have equipment that can actually match that exactly. And then you could stain it one more time, and at that point, hopefully, the homeowners association will be happy with your choice, because otherwise, you have to pretty much take the boards off and replace them. And even if you do that with new cedar, it's going to look horrible, because it'll be like new boards against old boards. So I think that's a reasonable solution.
All right, next up we've got a post from Joe who says, my concrete driveway is about 27 years old and shows sign of wear and harsh winters. Besides filling cracks or resurfacing with recap, I'm wondering if laying rubber tiles is a good idea and will they hold up into Pennsylvania weather?
Well, I mean, pavers in generally, not tiles, but they have rubber pavers in that will hold up to Pennsylvania weather, and they have real pavers, concrete pavers. And frankly, I think the rubber pavers will probably be more expensive. So if you're looking for an alternative, I would suggest you use concrete pavers and not rubber pavers. And I don't even think you can find rubber tiles. They're not going to hold up, especially if you had to use any kind of like snow blower or something like that on that driveway. I think that's probably the best option. But, you know, you mentioned recap. It's a quickcrete product. If you put that down, that'll be the least expensive way to completely restore that surface, and you'll be good to go for the winter and many more to follow.
All right, Joe. Well, the time is now, because before you know it, there's going to be a lot of snow on that driveway.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com on a beautiful fall weekend. We hope that you're enjoying this very special time of year when it's not too cold and it's not too hot. You can work inside your house and outside your house. And as those projects come to mind, remember, you can always reach out to us for help at moneypit.com/ask. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely.
The
tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Subway safety strategy called Cops, Cameras, and Care to curb violence and other crimes in the city's subway system, as well as mental health help for those in need.
Through this multifaceted crime-fighting supportive project, this initiative, adding more cops, installing more cameras, and providing more care to make our subway safer. Let people know they're welcome here, they're safe here.
More at townhall.com.
If you're a business owner, you've been hit on all sides the last couple of years with supply chain issues, rising costs, short-handed staff, and more. Luckily, some things have gotten even easier, like talking to your customers. Now you can do all your most important daily tasks just by sending a text with Podium's easy messaging tools. Answer customer questions, set appointments, even accept payment all over text. If you're a customer, you know how great that sounds. And if you're a local business owner, you can see how much time that would save. No more phone tag, voicemail, or hold music. Sign up for Podium and let your customers text you. Get online reviews easier. Send deals and promotions to your best customers and even collect leads straight from your website. Who knew that growing your business could be as easy as sending a text? Join the more than 100,000 businesses who are growing with Podium. Get started for free at podium.com/Prager. That's podium.com/Prager. Podium. Let's grow.
France dedicates a memorial to all hero dogs.
It features a sculpture depicting a World War I soldier and his dog huddled together. The monument, located in northeast France that saw major battles during the war, the placement acknowledges the critical role dogs played in the U.S. and European armies of the time. The French Army's 132nd Canine Infantry Regiment trains dogs for military duty at that site. Regiment consists now of 650 humans and more than 500 dogs. Jason Walker reporting.
Six people, including the German businessman behind Gold's Gym, are feared dead after a small plane crashed into the Caribbean off the Costa Rican coast. All five passengers believed to be German citizens. Check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis. They're both at townhall.com. There's been a massive data breach in Wisconsin.
The health information of up to 3 million patients may have been exposed in a data breach at Wisconsin's largest healthcare system. Advocate Aurora Health says possibly at-risk information includes patients' medical providers, IP addresses, dates and locations of appointments, among other things. The company said no Social Security information or financial information was compromised. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
According to AAA this morning, the national average for gasoline, $3.80 a gallon. And while it's 6 cents lower than when the week began, still 12 cents higher than last month and 43 cents more than we paid this time last year. California still remains the highest state with a price average of $5.78 a gallon. Georgia pumps showing the lowest at $3.21. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Heaters are just plain dumb. They're designed to keep your water hot whether you need it or not.
And that can mean lots of wasted energy. But there's a quick fix that's easy and inexpensive.
Read how to install a water heater blanket when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit. Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the Angie app, and Kohler Power. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here in our favorite time of the year, in fall, looking to help you guys fix up your home. So if you've got a project, whether it's painting or plumbing or doing a kitchen or building a deck or working in your garage, adding some storage, maybe adding some floors, whatever's on your to-do list, we can help you get started on that with some tips and advice to help you get it done right the first time so you can get on to enjoying your space. Now, to help yourself, you got to reach out to us with those questions. Two ways to do that. You can go to moneypit.com/ask, click on the blue microphone button, and record your question, or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT and do the same. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about kitchen renos. Now, I know what you're thinking. They're really expensive, and they are super popular. But did you know that there are 5 updates, and we're talking about significant updates, that you can get done for under $1,000? We've got those just ahead.
And when your water heater goes, there's rarely time to consider all the options when it comes to replacement. So we're going to walk you through the pros and cons of 4 popular types so that at least you know what you're going to be looking for should this happen to you.
And are you hoping to avoid the flu in the coming months? We certainly are. So we're going to look at hands-free motion-activated faucets. They are a good tool for cutting down the spread of germs in public restrooms, but they're also a very healthy fit for your home, and they're easier than ever to install.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. Whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a renovation, consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, and fix-up.
Give us a call with those questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, we've got Denise on the line. What's going on? You've got woody woodpeckers pecking away at your house?
Sure do.
All right, so what kind of damage is this little guy causing?
Well, I don't live in that home. I'm in another state. My son's there, and he's hit like 2 or 3 sides of the house. So okay. My son has put little pieces of wood up there. It's a manufactured home, so don't ask me what the siding is. I don't know. I'm sure you do.
Mm-hmm.
But they just make new holes.
Right.
So he was thinking, we've investigated products, and the manufacturer actually says, no, it won't work. And so we've come down to some kind of a stone facing, and I don't know anything about that. You know, I don't know brand.
Well, first of all, if you're talking about replacing siding, then you're probably talking about a product like Hardy Plank, which is a great product, and it's basically a cementitious board that can look like wood, frankly. I've got it on my garage. It looks great. But, you know, you can't get birds like woodpeckers or bugs that can destroy it. But before we go there, let me give you some really simple things to try, which I've had very good success with over the years. So you want to dissuade this woodpecker or pack of woodpeckers from working on that side of your house. It's just a matter of habit. You know, the reason they peck the wood is because they're looking for worms, and they have no idea that there's no worms inside the wood that's being used inside your house. If you were to cut strips of black plastic, like let's say you had a hefty bag and you cut it into like 2-inch strips, and you were to tack some of the strips in that area, the fluttering of those strips will dissuade the woodpeckers from coming back. And you leave it up there for a couple of months and then take it down, the problem might go away. The other thing that works is shiny discs like tin pie plates. They're, when those sort of twist in the breeze, they also can dissuade woodpeckers. But I like the black plastic strips because they're not quite as obvious. And they're real easy to do. So if you were to go up there with that and tack them in place in that area, I think you may find that the woodpeckers are confused by that and might just go and you know, take on somebody else's house down the street, but at least they'll leave yours alone.
Mm-hmm. We have tried aluminum foil strips,
mm-hmm.
and that didn't work.
Yeah, I don't know about the strips. I've always used pie plates, pie tins. But
okay.
I would try the black plastic strips. I think you'll have success with that.
So can you, if it's not, what kind of siding can he put up to dissuade these little buggers?
Well, if you want a siding that they're not going to be able to get through, then I would suggest Hardy Plank, H-A-R-D-I-P-L-A-N-K.
Okay.
They have clapboard, they have shingles. It's really nice stuff. Take a look at the Hardy Plank website, and you'll be able to see lots of photos of homes that have been covered with it.
Does it come in sections like 4 feet wide, or?
It comes in different types of siding profiles. So the clapboard or the shingle, for example, they have many different types. But you can take a look at there, and maybe you'll find one that's close to what you have, and you can use it for a repair product too.
All right, we've got Gary in Michigan on the line who's dealing with some concrete issues. What's going on?
I have a concrete porch that was installed about 10 years ago, and the top is flaking pretty quickly, it seems like. And I just need to know what is the best solution to take care of this problem.
Yeah, Gary, you know, it's hard when the concrete starts to flake. Generally, it's because there's a crack, water gets underneath it, it freezes, it starts to kind of lift up and fall apart. If you try to just put regular concrete on top of it, nothing's going to stick. So you really need to look for a product that's made for repair, resurfacing, that's formulated to really stick to those areas. QuickGrit has a product called Recap, which does just that. Tom, does it come in color choices, or is it just one sort of grayish concrete tone?
No, it's one gray concrete tone, and you mix it up. And it's interesting because it kind of feels a little bit like an epoxy mix when you mix it.
Yeah, it's like rubbery almost.
Yeah, maybe rubbery. It definitely is some work to mix it. I use a paddle mixer when I did my basement floor with this stuff, and that really saved me a lot of time and a lot of muscle of basically stirring that stuff up. But you mix it, you pour it out. You can sort of trowel it out, or you can use a broom to push it around and use a broom to finish it. So you get sort of that out, because you're outside, you want to have something that's got a little grit in it. So you can use a broom finish that will help make sure you don't slip when it gets icy outside. But it's designed to stick, and it sticks like crazy to that old concrete surface, and it really gives you a whole new concrete look when you're done. So I think that is definitely the best way for you to proceed with this situation.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, is a new kitchen in your plans this year? What? Not unless you win the lottery? Well, it may not take that kind of windfall. We've got 5 updates for under a grand that can really spruce up that space when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
A well-insulated home can make a real difference in your heating and cooling bills, but also in your comfort level.
That's right. Even if the thermostat says that your house is warm, a cool draft or cold floors can make you feel uncomfortable.
Our friends at Owens Corning produce some of the most innovative and high-quality insulating products on the market. I'm especially impressed with their pink next-gen fiberglass insulation.
That's the product that you tricked me into thinking was cotton balls last year. I still cannot believe how soft and strong it was. I mean, it was amazing, and it wasn't itchy after working on it at all.
Right. Pink next-gen fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning is made with advanced fiber technology. It feels as soft as cotton, so it's not itchy or scratchy to handle, but it's also strong and much easier to install. It just slides right into the wall and expands to fit snugly in place.
You can find pink next-gen fiberglass insulation and other great Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or visit HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're here to get all your home projects done well, from repair to remodel and landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you book and pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, which covers your project up to the full purchase price. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Edenpure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the 3-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200. Plus, the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, E-D-E-N, PureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Here's something. Don't you just hate it when you're smack in the middle of a project and then you get stuck? Well, that's when you call us, because getting you unstuck, that's what we do. Just follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast, and we'll help you get out of all those sticky situations.
Yeah, we're like virtual WD-40. Doesn't matter what the question is, we're good for 1,001 answers.
Charlotte in Georgia needs some help making some glue go away. What happened?
Hey, I had a new linoleum laid, and the glue that they used to glue the floor down with,
yep,
a lot of it got on my floor. And
oh boy.
I've been using a knife to scrape it off, but I didn't really want to hurt my linoleum, and I was just wondering if there's any kind of product that I can use to get that glue up.
Wow, that's tricky, because I would be concerned. I mean, there are flooring adhesive removers specifically designed for that type of adhesive, but I would be concerned about its impact on the floor. So I would tell you to search for a flooring adhesive remover, and then I would tell you to use it very carefully and watch for any color changes in the flooring. Perhaps even if you have an extra scrap piece of that vinyl, that would be perfect. You can try it out on that, but we want to make sure that it doesn't damage the vinyl in any way, shape, or form.
That sounds good.
All right, Charlie, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, I love a family project. We've got John from Texas who's helping his daughter build a house. What's the project?
I'm building a little 16 by 36 two-bedroom small place.
Okay.
And I'm at the roof. And I've had different opinions from different people telling me what to do. I've got the rafters up, and I've been told, since I'm going with a metal roof, just lath it right now and put the metal down to the lathing and roof. But I built houses with my grandfather, and we always decked a house.
Right.
And my brother's telling me, oh, you got to deck it and then put your lathing on top of that and then your metal.
Yeah.
So I was listening to y'all over the weekend right before I was starting on this roof deal, and I thought I'd see what your thoughts on it were.
So when you say deck it, just for those that are not familiar, what basically you're referring to is to use like plywood sheathing on top of the rafters. Now, a couple of things to think about here. So first of all, if you do put sheathing on the roof, it's going to be structurally stronger than if you just put lath, which is sort of like a 1x3 strip that goes all the way down. Now, in the old days, that is how we used to build roofs. I mean, my house itself, built in the 1800s, it had lath on it, and then it had cedar shingles nailed right to that. So there's nothing really wrong with doing it that way. I do think that the plywood approach is going to be a little stronger. And also, I think it will also be quieter, because remember, when it does rain, it's really loud on the other side of that metal roof. So I think you'll find that it'll be quieter if you were to put a roof sheathing in between it. And then also you could insulate up under it by insulating the back of the roof sheathing. So for all those reasons, I think that I probably would use solid decking on that project.
That was my thought, for the strength mainly that I knew would be there. That's tying everything together.
Absolutely. You know, the only other suggestion I have would be for you to check with the manufacturer of the metal roofing and see what their installation recommendations are. But generally speaking, I think that's the right approach, to go ahead and put a roof deck on that on those rafters and go from there.
All right.
John, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you so much.
Well, kitchens are one of the most popular home improvement projects for fall, especially with everyone trying to get one done before the holidays. Now, while a major kitchen renovation is wonderful, it can be expensive and surely very time-consuming.
Yep, but you don't have to spend a bundle to give your kitchen a whole new look. So there are five updates you can do for under a grand that can do just that. First, let's talk about countertops. Sure, if you go with granite or quartz, you're going to pay as much as you would for a used car, but there are budget-friendly materials like laminate and tile that can give you a fresh look. And if you wanted to use granite, if you love that granite look, I just did a countertop with a product called Lux Rock. It's a granite coating, which is a heck of a lot less expensive and delivered an amazingly lifelike granite-finished look to my project.
All right, next up, let's talk about those kitchen cabinets. Now, maybe you want to keep the kitchen cabinets you have because cabinet replacement is expensive. But if your cabinets are in good shape but you're not thrilled with their finish, you've got many options to change their appearance. Now, first you can strip off the old finish and stain them any way you like, or just paint them and then replace that hardware. Now, small changes like new door handles and drawer pulls can make a huge difference in the overall look of your kitchen as well.
That's right. Now let's talk appliances. You know, the dated look of kitchens is often traced to those old appliances, but just like cars, appliances are always going to reflect the style of the day, so changing or repainting them can make a kitchen look a lot younger, especially if you repaint the walls to match the new colors. Now, if you're going to get new appliances, remember, always go for an Energy Star rated appliance. This designation is going to mean that the appliance exceeds the Department of Energy guidelines for efficiency by at least 10%, and that's going to save you a bunch.
Now, let's not forget about lighting, which is just as important in your kitchen as in any other room of the house. Again, there's lots of options. You can add pendant lighting, which is super popular, or take advantage of the many smart home lighting systems by adding dimmers or bulbs that run on apps and keep you on a schedule. Lots of great ways to add lighting to that space.
Yeah, and last but not least, replace the kitchen floors. You know, new flooring alone can really change the look of a kitchen, and it can be installed with very little impact on family life.
Yeah, and it's also very durable against wear, scratches, and stains, and the designs look really authentic. Now, there's dozens of tough, durable, and completely waterproof floors that are now available for DIY installation. In fact, Tom, you just picked up some flooring this week for a kitchen renovation. Which one did you end up going with?
Yep, so I went with LL Flooring's Duravana. That's their hybrid stone flooring product. It's 100% waterproof, super tough stuff. I use Spire Oak, which is kind of like a driftwoody look oak, because I have white kitchen cabinets and a black granite countertop, and I figured it would pull it all together, and I'm looking forward to putting it in. I've actually installed this product before. It goes together really quickly, so I'm pretty psyched about it.
All right, well, that sounds great. I hope it looks beautiful. Now I've got Michelle on the line. What can we do for you today?
I have this huge flower bed right by my house, and it's about as big as a one-car garage. Anyway, I know that it's to be sloped away from the house, but I was wondering, if I have a raised flower bed, how far that raised flower bed should be from the house?
That's a great question. Sometimes people put it right against the house, Michelle, and then it's great for the flowers, but it also holds all this water against your foundation, and it can cause flooding in lower levels of crawl spaces and basements, or it can even damage your foundation. So the flower bed is fine, but you need to make sure, you essentially need to build it on a hill, in the sense that what you want to do is establish the grade that slopes away from the house first. And then once that grade is established, then you could plant flowers or shrubs or, you know, whatever else you want to do. What you don't want to do is kind of have like an edging around the outside of the bed, so that a lot of times you see that people will use like railroad ties or like scalloped bricks or block or something like that, and think of it as a trough that they build around their house, and that's what happens. It holds water. So just don't impede drainage, good flow of water away from the exterior wall, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Michelle. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Jack from Michigan's on the line with some gurgling sounds coming from the toilet and the sink. What is going on?
We have a sub pump downstairs in the basement. And when we run the washing machine or when the water softener regenerates and runs the sub pump, I have a gurgling noise that comes up and comes up through the kitchen sink and then usually the bathroom, the upstairs bathroom toilet.
I bet you want to know what's causing that.
I would love to.
It's a lack of venting, a lack of proper venting. So when the washer is discharging or the sump pump is discharging and all of that water is draining out of those pipes, it's basically causing a pressure that wants to pull the rest of the water out of the trap, which is that there's a trap in the toilet, there's a trap in the kitchen sink. And as it does that, that's when you get that kind of gulp, gulp, gulp sound because it's just gasping for air as that happens. Now, if you drive down the average neighborhood and you see pipes that come up through the roof, plumbing pipes, those are vent pipes. And they let air into the plumbing system. Okay, so you have one of those, but for some reason it's not hooked up correctly because you're not getting enough air into the bathroom or the kitchen. Now, let's leaving the bathroom aside from now. In terms of the kitchen, there is an under cabinet vent that you could put in that would supplement the house venting that will only let air in and not let sewage gas out. So there's one possible repair there. For the bathroom, you really need to figure out why it's not venting properly. It could be that vent is obstructed. And that has happened. And, it could be something as simple as a nest that got in there. But for some reason, those vents are obstructed or they're not hooked up right. And that's why you're getting that plumbing system gasping for air.
So would I have to have maybe a plumber come over and drop maybe a camera down the vent tube?
Yeah, just a really bright flashlight, like a mag light or a stream light, and you could look right down there, and sometimes you can see the obstruction, but you got to kind of track it down and figure out what's going on.
I also have an issue that when we flush the toilet, it doesn't seem, the back of the tank, the bowl fills up with water, but there doesn't seem to be a good water level in the toilet itself. Is that all part of the problem?
Potentially, yes. Potentially, it could be causing an issue as well.
Okay, so that could be related to the vent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, it's definitely a venting issue. You just got to get to the bottom of it, Jack.
Just got to determine where the problem is and get
get some more air in there. Yep.
And one vent, one outside vent is usually enough if it's operating properly?
Yeah, one main vent is typically what you would have. I mean, how many bathrooms do you have in this house?
Just the one.
Yeah, well, that's all you're going to have is one vent,
Okay. Well, I think that narrows it down then.
All right. Well, good luck, Jack. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, guys, do you have an old or even leaking water heater and you're not sure what the best water heater might be for your home next? Well, we're going to take a look at four popular options when the Money Pit returns. 888-MONEY-PIT. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi,
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, I was working in the kitchen we were talking about earlier this week, and I was installing, well, I had already installed the microwave, and I was plugging it in because I put the cabinet doors back on, and I couldn't get the plug to go in the outlet, and I was confused for a minute. Then I saw that it was basically labeled TP on the outside, which means tamper-proof. I was like, oh, okay, these are the new tamper-proof outlets. So if you ever run into those, the way you basically have to plug things in is it has to be 100% sort of square and even with the outlet itself. So if you try to plug it in at a slight angle, it locks it closed. So it's a really good way to protect outlets against kids that stick things in them. And once you sort of hold the plug square straight on, it goes in and it kind of clicks in place. So I was pretty impressed by that. I hadn't asked the electrician to do that, but apparently it's a code. So when he put the new outlet in, it was already tamper-proof, and I learned something new.
That's awesome. Lauren, Connecticut's on the line and needs some help with a project. What are you working on?
I was listening to your program on Saturday, okay, and you were referring to galvanized nails rusting with siding.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have a similar problem. If I polyurethane the nail and paint over it, would that work or would it chip?
It will still rust through if you don't have the right kinds of nails. See, if you're talking about cedar siding, what you should have used or the carpenter should have used was a stainless steel nail. Those nails obviously won't rust. If they're standard galvanized nails, you do tend to get sort of a bleed through it. Now, if you refinish the siding and you stain it or paint it, then you prime it first, by the way, then you probably will do a pretty good job of stopping most of that from coming through. But if the problem generally happens when you want to stain it because you want to enjoy the grain of the wood, then it's really hard to cover it up.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Unless, of course, you go with rust-colored stain, right, Leslie?
You could do that.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
You can't beat them, join them.
Exactly.
Good luck, Laura. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, water heating is the second largest expense in the average home, costing upwards of $600 per year. So if you're ready for a new unit, you're going to want to choose a water heater that fits your family's needs, but also one that is as energy efficient as possible to save you some money in the long run.
Now, four of the most popular options are storage water heaters, tankless water heaters, solar water heating systems, and heat pump water heaters. Now, they all last from 10 to 20 years, but they each have pros and cons. So let's start by talking about a storage water heater. This costs less to buy and is the most commonly used type. It gives you simultaneous multiple uses of hot water by holding a reservoir of hot water that's released when you turn on the faucet, and then the tank refills with cold water, so the cycle repeats again. Now, the downside is that some energy can be wasted through the hot water on standby, because even when it's not being used, it still has to heat the water.
All right, now, tankless units are more expensive to buy, but they've got lower operating costs, and they're a lot more efficient than storage water heaters. Now, you're going to save an average of about $100 per year. They provide hot water only as you need it, which is going to reduce heat loss, but the output is limited to a few gallons per minute. So if your household does use a lot of hot water, you might need multiple units. Now, if you're thinking of going solar, there's a higher initial cost for the installation, but a solar system is 50% more efficient than gas or electric water heaters because the sunshine is free and, of course, it's renewable. Now, they can actually be used in any climate, but you might need a backup system to get you through those cloudy weather times and, you know, when you really need to use a lot more water. So definitely there's a backup system involved with a solar option.
And finally, there are heat pump water heaters. Now, these are more efficient than conventional heaters. They'll save you up about $300 annually on electric bills, but they can be only used where it's between 40 to 90 degrees all year long, and you need at least 1,000 cubic feet of open air space around the unit. They can also increase the load on your heating and cooling appliances. But whatever type of water heater you get, the key to making sure it works well, works efficiently, and lasts as long as possible is maintenance. So make sure you get the maintenance done early and often. Always follow the manufacturer's guidelines on that. And this way, you will keep yourself in hot water for as long as possible.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Call in your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 to 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, you wash your hands to get rid of germs, but you might be picking up even more of them when you touch the handle to turn off the water. We're going to have some tips to undo all of that dirty irony with some hygienic home solutions worth considering, especially as we are swinging into flu season. So stick around.
Live in a body pit.
Would you like to win a whole workshop full of tools? You can! Just visit moneypit.com/sweepstakes and enter the Money Pit's Fantastic Fall Fix-Up Sweepstakes presented by Arrow. One grand prize winner will receive $750 worth of Arrow tools. Five runner-ups will receive Arrow prize packs worth $100 each. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, where you can also earn bonus entries for additional chances to win. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Edenpure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the 3-pack. So you'll get all 3 units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. Eden Pure, innovative products for better living. Hey guys, did you know that cooking is the leading cause of home fires? In fact, according to the National Fire Prevention Association, ranges and cooktops were involved in over 60% of kitchen fires. Well, while we can't improve your cooking, we do have tips to help you stay safe in the kitchen and beyond in today's fire prevention tip presented by First Alert.
Now, if a cooking or other fire were to occur, having a fire extinguisher within reach is the best way to help stop fires before they spread. That's why it's important to place fire extinguishers in common areas of the home like the kitchen and garage. But besides making sure the extinguisher is accessible, it's also important to know how to use it, which can be a challenge since nationwide 50% of fire extinguisher owners have never operated one, and 70% say they would not be very comfortable operating one if they had to.
Well, it's actually pretty easy to use a fire extinguisher if you had to, and there's also an easy-to-remember acronym that can help. It's PASS, P-A-S-S, pull the pin, then aim low, point the extinguisher at the base of the fire. Then squeeze the lever slowly and evenly and sweep the nozzle from side to side. So just remember PASS.
And that's today's fire prevention tip presented by First Alert. For the ultimate in home safety, select combination models such as the First Alert 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarm, and be sure to pick up a First Alert Home One fire extinguisher for your kitchen and your garage as well.
Learn more at firstalert.com.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you need some help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? Well, post your question at MoneyPit.com/ask. That's MoneyPit.com/ask.
And the Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
All right, now we're going to Illinois where Eric's got a roofing question. Tell us about it.
I have a roofing question about soffit vents. I recently just bought a house built in 1991 that has a new roof with a ridge vent, and there are only 30-ish soffit vents spaced about 6 feet apart throughout the entire surround. I'm wondering if I need to install more.
So, Eric, you mentioned that your soffit vents are about 6 feet apart. That's actually pretty typical in an older house. A good option here is to remove those soffits that you have, where in this case you have individual soffits that have vents cut into them. I would take the bottom of that soffit apart, it's usually plywood, and I would replace that whole soffit area with ventilated soffit material. It comes in different lengths. You basically cut it to fit. It snaps together. It's held in place with usually a piece of aluminum trim on the outside and a J-channel on the inside. And this way, the entire soffit itself becomes the vent, because it's really important to vent an attic this way, because this way, when air blows against the side of the building, it goes in the soffit, it runs up under the roof sheathing, and escapes at the ridge. And when air hits the ridge vent at the top, it sort of depressurizes that space and sort of helps this whole process along, so that when you're done, you basically have ventilation that's happening 24/7, 365, keeping that attic nice and dry in the winter, where when humidity can form up there and condense in the insulation, make it ineffective, and keeps it cooler in the summer, because it's always moving that hot air out of the attic space and replacing it with the cooler, fresher outdoor air.
Judy in Louisiana, you've got the Money Pit. What are you working on?
Hi. I was asking about mildew and mold on brick. How do I get it off the easiest way I mean, it's outside. How do I get it off the easiest way without damaging the mortar?
So there's a variety of products out there that can do that. And these cleaners essentially saturate the mold or the moss or the mildew, and then they break down the fibers, and then rain essentially washes it away. They're slow working. It's not like you're going to, you know, do it once and it'll be done, but it will get clean. So there's products like Spray and Forget or Wet and Forget. There's Concrobium. There's Zinsser has one. And, you know, all of those products are basically a mildicide that are designed to kill that material. I used them on a roof of a shed last year that was literally totally covered with moss. And I just happened to notice this past weekend, because we were out doing some work in the yard, that I could see all the shingles again as if it never existed. So it just basically melted it all away. So that's the way to do that. You can pressure wash some of that off, but if you do it, you just have to use a general pressure washer so that you don't destroy the surfaces underneath. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, hands-free faucets, they've been around in commercial use for decades, but are they practical for use in your home?
Well, for one, you don't need to worry about your hands being dirty or soapy or full, and they're great for keeping the germ count down, you know, less hands touching less surfaces. And that's something that can come in really handy with a full household of kids and pets and sometimes elderly relatives visiting, I mean, especially this time of year.
Now, there are a lot of other advantages to using a hands-free faucet, one of which is you save a lot of water because you're not running water while you're sort of soaping up your hands. You're not running water while you're brushing your teeth. It automatically comes on and comes off. And it's also great for people that have limited hand mobility.
Yeah, no, some other advantages are that it's really great if you are the chef of the household. I mean, you're not going to be reaching for that faucet when you've just touched some raw chicken, so you don't have to worry about that food contamination to those surfaces. And it's also great for kids who just can't reach. I mean, they'd just be able to hold out their hand or wave in front of the faucet to get that water to come on. So it really is super helpful.
Now, they're installed just like a regular faucet with one additional element. They have a battery pack in them, and the battery pack basically is powering that sort of sensor, which doesn't use very much power at all. So we're talking about a battery pack that could last a year or more before you have to change it. And by the way, if the battery pack goes off, you could still use it in a lot of cases manually, because a lot of these hands-free faucets also have a dual valve, so you can basically operate it the way a standard faucet would, or you could operate it in the hands-free mode. So lots of options, definitely worth looking for, especially now as we go into the cold and flu season. You can't be too careful trying to keep those germs from spreading.
Lorna in Rhode Island is dealing with some flies at home. Tell us what's going on.
Fruit flies. They seem to be invading the kitchen, and I'm thinking they're heading for the garbage disposal area, but I'm not really sure.
I mean, are they coming up out of the garbage disposal?
No, they don't seem to be.
I mean, generally, if you think they're coming to the sink or from the sink, sometimes people will actually put some tape over that drain and just seal that off to see if they are coming from there. This way, if they're getting stuck on the underside, you know they're coming up from the drain, and then that would be a different approach.
Yeah, you can do that during the day. Say when you go out for the day, just cover the drain temporarily with the tape and keep an eye on it. And
great
the other
idea.
Things you could do is you could, if that's the case, then you could put some bleach down that drain, or maybe some OxyClean or something like that, and then cover the top of it. That tends to really sort of gas any that are sort of laying in there.
Oh, okay. So straight bleach or mixed with water or?
No, you could just put some straight bleach down there, or you could use OxyClean, the powdered bleach.
All right. Yeah. Great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Let's welcome Mark, who's looking for some water heater options. What are you looking at?
I'm trying to look at how I can add a solar boiler to our current water heater system and not have it look too gaudy. So I'm just kind of reaching out to you guys to see what you think. There's some kits or things out there that are attractive and you're affordable.
Well, solar boilers, they're really called solar water heaters or solar domestic hot water systems. They definitely can be a cost-effective way for you to get hot water to your home. They can be used pretty much in any climate. And the fuel that they use is, of course, free. Sunshine, right? There's a great resource about solar water heaters on the energy.gov website, the Energy Saver specifically website. So that's energy.gov/energysavers. But basically the way they work is the heating systems include storage tanks and solar collectors. And there are really two types. One's active, one's passive. The difference being the active one has recirculating. And they're kind of just a standalone system. They mount up on the roof. The tank keeps that water warm when it's not being used. I think in some climates, if you have a really, really rough climate, very cold climate, it might not be a great choice. But I know that a lot of the Boy Scout camps that I've been to over the years use these, and they can keep them all well supplied with hot water. So I think it's a good choice.
This is the Money Pit. Hey guys, you want to focus on maybe one simple repair that can help you breathe easier all winter long? Well, we're going to share that tip and more when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
The Society of Animal Artists' 62nd Annual Art and the Animal Exhibition is now at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring art in various media from artists around the world. Art and the Animal at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Shasta Regional Medical Center presents Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum, now through January 29th. This highly interactive museum exhibition explores the science of the human body, great for all ages. Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall weekend. We hope you're enjoying the weekend in your part of the country. If you've got questions on projects you'd like to get done, go to moneypit.com/ask and record your question by clicking on the blue microphone button.
Well, Tracy says, I have an old house with old walls and old, ugly wallpaper. Can I take the wallpaper off the plaster walls, or should I just sheetrock over everything?
Well, that's a good question. I think, Leslie, it probably depends on the condition of the plaster walls. If they're in good condition, in other words, they're not excessively cracked and sort of falling apart, then you probably could steam that wallpaper off of the plaster walls, prime them with a good quality primer, and then paint them again.
But if the plaster wall is in bad shape, then I think the best option is to go on top of it with another layer of drywall. I've done this project both ways in homes that I've owned. I've torn off the plaster walls, which is a big, big job and a very dirty, dusty job. And I've also decided that the next time I did a room, I left the plaster in place and put drywall on top of it. And I was a much happier camper doing it that way. So I think that's a really good option for you. But it really depends on the condition of the plaster. You may or may not be able to get that wallpaper off. You're just going to have to try it and see how it goes.
No, all right. I mean, it could definitely turn into a project that's a bigger project than you thought. I mean, it's always that way when you're dealing with old walls and wallpaper. But either way, you're going to end up with a beautiful surface. It just depends on what that journey is to get you there. And I hope it's not tremendously difficult, but, you know, maybe end up with some new drywall, or heck, even better, maybe end up with some more beautiful wallpaper.
No!
Yes! Wallpaper's the best!
Otherwise, we have to have this conversation with somebody, 10 years from now. Well, now that we are sealing up the doors and windows and spending more time inside of our homes, taking a few steps to make sure the air you're breathing is kept clean, well, that's super important. Leslie's got some tips on how to choose the best air filters to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, if you'd like to focus on one simple repair that's going to help you breathe easier all winter long, you might want to think about replacing the filter in your HVAC system. Now, it's located near the furnace or in a wall or ceiling return duct, and replacing it only takes a few minutes. Now, when it comes to what you should replace it with, there are a few choices, and some do a better job than the others of helping keep that air pretty clean. Now, there's basic ones. I'm talking about those cheap blue spun fiber filters. If you can see through it, though, guys, forget about it. Now, a good option is a pleated filter. Those are better than the others. The deeper the filter, the more surface area you're going to get and a better job of filtering the air. If you want an even better option, we're talking about electrostatic pleated filters. Those are going to do an even better job. But the best option for filters out there are electronic systems that are permanently installed, and they do the best job of cleaning the air, providing that you keep them clean. So you do have to do your part here, but this is really excellent for anybody who's got asthma or allergies. All of these filters, whether you're getting the worst one or the absolute best one, I mean, they really are doing a small part or a huge part of filtering the air at home. So think about how much you need to filter out. They really are an important part of your heating and cooling systems, and they protect you and your equipment. So choose and make sure that you go ahead and replace them as often as you need to, or clean them as needed, because that's what really keeps things working. So definitely not a major project to undertake, but a super important one.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, when summer turns to fall, you may feel like your green thumb needs to take a rest, but you don't have to stop gardening. You just have to bring that green inside with container gardening. We'll tell you how to get started on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Shasta Regional Medical Center presents Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum, now through January 29th. This highly interactive museum exhibition explores the science of the human body, great for all ages. Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
The Society of Animal Artists' 62nd Annual Art and the Animal Exhibition is now at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring art in various media from artists around the world. Art and the Animal at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. Former President Trump campaigned just outside Corpus Christi, Texas, Saturday night, where he said Latino voters are flocking to the GOP in droves, and even gave an example of a recent candidate who succeeded on the border.
Myra Flores. Who recently became the first Republican ever to win her congressional district on the border. First ever. She's fantastic.
Mr. Trump also talked about the House Select Committee on January 6th issuing a subpoena for him to testify, and also mentioned the President's Biden's failed policies on the southern border, inflation, and the economy. All residents of the Russian-controlled city of Kherson are being told to leave immediately ahead of an expected advance by Ukrainian troops waging a counteroffensive to recapture one of the first urban areas Russia took after invading the country. The pro-Kremlin regional administration strongly urging civilians to use boat crossings over a major river to move deeper into Russian-held territory, citing a tense situation on the front and the threat of shelling and alleged plans for what they're calling terror attacks by Kyiv. The war is nearing its eighth-month mark, and Kherson's been in Russian hands for nearly the entire time. Dallas police identify a suspect in the murder of two nurses at a hospital.
30-year-old Nestor Hernandez faces capital murder charges. Police say Hernandez is currently on parole for aggravated robbery and had an active ankle monitor. In a news release Saturday afternoon, the hospital says that about 11 a.m., Methodist Health System police, Dallas police, and Dallas Fire and Rescue responded to the shooting in the 1400 block of North Beckley Avenue. The hospital said the two hospital employees died after a man opened fire. A Methodist officer fired his weapon at the suspect, injuring him. The suspect was detained and taken to another local hospital. Bernie Bennett reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
ISIS rearing its ugly head again, this time in the Congo.
International Christian Concern reports that the Islamic terrorists attacked a hospital in Congo, killing 7 people. There are reports that several people are also missing in that attack, at least 2 of them women. Militias from the so-called Allied Democratic Forces have reportedly stepped up their attacks this month in a push to Islamize the largely Christian-majority Democratic Republic of Congo. Keith Peters reporting.
Chadian security forces opened fire on anti-government demonstrators in the country's 2 largest cities this week, killing at least 60 people. Authorities imposed a curfew after the violence, which came amid demonstrations in the Central African nation against interim leader Mohamed Idriss Deby's 2-year extension of his power. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Not exactly something you'd expect to find in someone's yard.
Authorities in Atherton, California, say they found a vehicle buried at a residence, touching off an investigation that led to cadaver dogs and the possible discovery of human remains. Landscapers found the Mercedes while working on a project. Police say the dogs made a slight notification of human remains, but so far none have been recovered. The car was possibly buried in the 1990s at a depth of 4 to 5 feet and contained bags of unused concrete. Jason Walker reporting.
11 people wounded early Saturday morning after a shooting incident near Southern University and A&M College in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. 2 people taken into custody. An investigation is underway. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
It's that time of year again for the Sundial Riffle Raffle. A tradition for over 30 years, the raffle has always been about our kids. And this year, we're not ducking out. Over $5 million has been raised for substance abuse prevention and youth development. And the Sundial Riffle Raffle is ready to raise more. The grand prize winner of the raffle will receive $10,000 cash. And second place will receive a houseboat vacation. Enter today at sundialriffleraffle.com and continue supporting our kids.
News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan.
I've always been impressed with you, Brian. You've become one of the most knowledgeable people around.
I have so much respect for your work ethic. I say it to everybody. Thanks. Brian's a machine.
Giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook.
You have the best laugh of anyone that I know on this planet.
Are you worried about your self-confidence? Because you start off the program with all those people saying really nice things about you.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Pierce Morgan, my first guest. This is my whole open. I can't believe it. But I am his first. I think I'm your first broadcast appointment today, correct?
Correct.
So I'm honored.
You are the chosen one.
But you'll be on all day.
Yes.
Because we're going to work you to death. That's one thing about Fox.
Of course.
Yeah.
Remember, you enter this building, you never leave.
Right. But you don't want to.
No, of course not.
Larry Kudlow is at the bottom of the hour, and he, of course, making business. Business news again. He's the number one guy in business, and he came over from CNBC here. You never thought Larry would be successful here. Why not? I'm trying to start controversy, Pierce, like you.
You know what? My view of all these career trajectories is the same as Winston Churchill.
Which is?
Which is the definition of success is going from failure to failure with no discernible loss of enthusiasm.
Right.
And you, Brian, of all people, should know about that.
That really hurts my feelings. Because I may be slow, but when it comes to insults, I'm very quick. Right? It takes me a while, but not that. Not in that way. So, Pierce, it's been great to get to know you and get here and have you on. And the one thing I've learned from interviewing you as opposed to just watching you is that every segment matters.
Yeah.
Like, you're into every segment. So, you know, like, okay, I'm going to do this, and I'm just going to join Fox and Friends for a while. I feel as like every sentence you thought about, you know, has impact, and that pretty much comes across in your shows. When was that a reality with you?
I think to be a good journalist or broadcaster of any kind, you got to have two things. You got to have lots of energy and lots of curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm genuinely curious about issues, about topics, about guests. I want to find things out. I want to learn. Every day, I think if you're learning,
right,
you're having a good day.
Because you don't think you know everything.
No, well, that's not be too hasty. part of me does, but then I'm also very pleasantly surprised when I do learn things.
Right.
And that's why I think you should always try and speak to people at least as smart as you are, or smarter, present company accepted, obviously.
Yeah.
Because I think you can always learn from people, and you can always change your mind, and we shouldn't be afraid to change our minds. What I liked about doing Fox and Friends yesterday was, there we all sat, and we were having a genuine disagreement about Ukraine, for example, and the best way to deal with it. That's healthy in a democracy. The idea that you can't disagree about big issues because you're so tribal in your thinking that there's only one way you're allowed to
right.
think. Whether you're on the left or right, that is a danger zone for me. I don't want to be in either of those radically, you know, tribal camps. I want to be in a camp where if somebody persuades me I'm wrong, with genuinely good argument, I'm prepared to change my mind.
But a lot of the times, you make your opinion because you actually talk to the sources.
Right.
So you wouldn't talk to Zelensky. So you're like, it's different, and I'm not saying you would have a different opinion, but when you go over there and see the players and see the sincerity.
It's very different. And what you realized is Zelensky could have left on the first day when the Russians attacked.
Like Kahani.
He was offered the chance to disappear, and instead he stayed with his people. He went on a video, which he posted on social media, live, addressing his people, and he said, I'm going nowhere until this is won. And I thought that was extraordinarily heroic. This guy used to be in television. You know, he was literally a TV star and TV producer. Suddenly he's a president, and it's all going fine, and then within a year and a half, he's at war. And he had to make a calculation. Do I put myself and my family first, or do I put the country first? People that put their country before their own safety, to me, are always heroic.
Right, and usually victorious when it's your place.
Yes.
So, and you're seeing right now, no one even... Well, Vladimir Putin didn't tell his soldiers what they're about. They have no experience fighting, it turns out. They might be a superpower in nuclear weapons only. And I'll tell you, just my opinion, when you see how they were using 1980s version military equipment, when you see the tanks that they were operating, to see how things weren't kept up to snuff, how they, no one was trained, how generals were forced to lead, what condition do you think their nuclear weapons are in?
Well, I think also there's a wider point. The nuclear weapon issue, they're supposed to be a deterrent for the countries that have them, a deterrent to other powers to attack them with nuclear weapons because you also have them and therefore it would be wipeout. What Putin has been seizing on is a fragility of mindset, I think, on the West, that all he has to do is rattle his nuclear weapons at us and we run a mile. We don't have the stomach for that kind of conversation. We're afraid of him using his nuclear weapons. We forget that we, and by we, I mean, you know, NATO, have just as many nuclear weapons as he does. We forget that actually he's almost certainly bluffing. But what he's using his nuclear weapons now as a protective shield to commit horrendous war crimes and bordering on genocide in Ukraine. He's grabbed 15% of that country. And I would simply say to Americans who are wavering about where the moral line is here, you know, when Saddam Hussein tried to grab Kuwait, America and Britain were straight in there to kick him out because we understood you cannot do that to a sovereign country. What's the difference? What's the moral difference? There's none to me. Right. You know, when dictators attack...
They grab the whole country. He grabbed the whole country.
Yeah, when people like Putin think they can just help themselves to sovereign democratic countries' land. When I was in Ukraine, and you're right to mention this, because when I was there, to a man and woman of all ages, when I said to them, should there be any kind of deal? No, no, no. We don't want Zelensky to give one inch of our land to that monster. And the more people that Putin kills, the harder and more entrenched they get. And I say again, knowing Americans, if we British, who once they claim to your great land, if we decided we fancied some
twice
of it back, right?
Yeah.
We want to come back and we want to take 15% of America back because we British used to rule it, right? Okay, what would happen? Would you just say, look, okay, let's do a deal. Let's give you Texas. Let's give you Florida. Would you hell?
I'll give you a better example, which is more practical, and I believe it was the Hitler that offered it to Mexico. Get involved, attack America, and we'll give you Texas and Arizona back,
right,
and California. So if Mexico was powerful and decided that historically they deserve to have, say, 1845, Texas was part of Mexico, this new country, want it back. And then we should negotiate so they only take 50% back? And some other country should decide what I give back and when I should stop fighting? You would say no across the board.
And you have in Putin someone who's creating fake referenda to basically pretend that people in Ukraine have voted to hand their land back to power under the Russians, which we all know is completely bogus. 93% of Ukrainians polled don't want to give an inch to Putin or do any kind of deal. And I, you know, I just think in the end, if we let Putin win, if we let him take control of Ukraine or as much of it as he wishes to have, does anyone think he's going to stop there? Once he knows he can threaten nuclear war and get what he wants, he'll keep threatening nuclear war and he'll keep taking all the land back, which he thinks Russia was wrong to lose when it was the Soviet Union. He wants to restore the Soviet Union.
So I talked to Garry Kasparov on Saturday night. And his connections in Ukraine as well as Russia are pretty strong, and obviously his passion's there. He's worried that that conservatives, because I haven't really seen much wavering on the left, although Bernie Sanders has no idea why we're there, but he doesn't want to do anything. He's worried that conservatives are starting to waver because number one, they don't want to get involved in another foreign war. To me, we have no choice at all. And number two is, the question is, we have so many doubts about what Vladimir Putin's stability is, emotionally and politically, and he believes Russians don't lose a war without losing their government. Mm. So the minute it becomes clear that they can't win this war, and nuclear weapons are not even practical because it's going to blow back on them, even tactical weapons aren't even going to change the complexion of the battle, he thinks the whole government's going to fall, at which point Russia's going to break up. That's how he sees this thing playing out by the spring.
And by the way, that would be in the interests of the world that happens to Russia. Putin is a very bad man. I'm not even sure that he's mad. I think he knows exactly what he's doing. He's done it before. We've seen him do it all around the world. He is somebody that believes he has an entitlement to other people's land.
Right.
And I'm afraid that is what a dictator believes. And when Adolf Hitler did this in 1939, if the response of the world had been, actually, we're not going to get involved because he may kill us, well, then he would have taken over the world. Instead, Britain and America together rose up and said, we're not having this.
Right.
We're going to fight for our freedom and democracy. That's what the Ukrainians are doing.
But we waited so long, we had to fight our way back into Europe. You guys had to escape at Dunkirk for your own salvation. And then civilian ships famously saved them, brought them back. And you guys kept fighting by yourselves. It took forever. And when you see a chronicle doing it, a documentary worth its salt is put together, it must have been maddening to be the Brits to say, do you understand what's going on?
It's only maddening when Americans say, yeah, we won the war, actually. And you're like, you know what? Why don't we just agree that we helped each other? Because we did our bit. You know, Winston Churchill actually did his bit. And I think it's very important that I do think the special relationship, as it's known, I do think it was founded on the fact that we both rose together to defeat Hitler.
Pierce Morgan here, I'm sure you know that. So Pierce, a couple of things. I believe that free trade agreement's got to be done between our countries. The Brexit that happened seems to have bent the Democrats out of shape, the ones that can figure it out and remember it, because Barack Obama said, don't do it, you go to the back of the queue. Set up that free trade agreement. Why wouldn't that work for President Biden? 78 years old, has to know. That would also actually help you guys out and us out. And the split off from the EU has worked for Britain. Why not help you get the rest of the way?
Well, because I would say, and I voted against Brexit, I would say there's absolutely no evidence at all that Brexit has worked at all. In fact, the opposite. Now, it's been clouded by the pandemic. It's been clouded by the war in Ukraine, clouded by a lot of upheaval politically at home. But there is, at the moment, no discernible
Do you like making your own decisions?
I do, but I also believe there is power in numbers. You are stronger together. We are the United Kingdom, for example. You now have Scotland wanting to break away. You have Ireland potentially wanting to go back to a United Ireland and break away. You could see the breakup of the United Kingdom. I don't agree with that either. I think the United Kingdom is stronger together as the UK. I think that Europe actually is stronger together. I didn't agree with us breaking away from the European Union.
You always had your own banking system, right?
Yeah, but yes, we had a lot of independence. This idea that we had no independence, we had a lot of independence. But the bottom line is the Brexit supporters have got to show tangible benefit. At the moment, there's a lot of negatives. I'm not seeing any benefit. Now, I was very open-minded. When the country voted to Brexit, and it was a big, big vote, you know, 16, 17 million people on both sides. When they voted to leave, I said, okay, my side lost. My argument was defeated. Now let's make it work. I want this to work because then the country benefits. I believe that about democracy generally. Mm-hmm. Whoever wins, you want them to succeed, right?
Right.
But if they don't succeed, rather like you're seeing with President Biden right now, you might say, look, it's in the American national interest if President succeeds. He's clearly not succeeding. So at what point do you look for an alternative? I feel the same way about Brexit.
Right.
So I'm not saying it can't work. I'm not saying it's definitely going to fail. What I am saying is that a few years after we did it, I see no evidence of anything actually working.
So I would love to see the U.S. help you through that, through this special trade relationship.
But it won't happen because Biden, I think, believes that there is a power from the European Union, and he's under a lot of pressure from the French and Germans and others, not to make Brexit a success.
Right.
Because, you know, if Brexit is helped by the Americans to succeed, then, of course, the French and German peoples will say, well, hang on, why is Britain getting all these favors
from
the Americans? We want to have the same thing.
Again, I'm into the special relationship to make that work, and then you guys let them figure it out.
I would love to have it, but I see the danger of us being allowed to have it.
I just don't know why Trump hesitated. That's something he could have gotten done right before we left. Pierce Morgan's here for, unless he storms out, we could have a terrible conversation on the break, and he could storm out. But one more segment, and then you can start the rest of your broadcast day. All right. Don't move.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Add
paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation, 800-816-9499. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-816-9499. That's 800-816-9499. Again, 800-816-9499.
Chest up, engage your core, dig deep.
At Misty's gym, boot camp gets pretty close to the real thing. She wants to spot a personal trainer with a military background.
I can cover this week's boot camp, but we need someone fast. Is it your cousin, the Marine?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helped Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Southwest airline workers who went above and beyond the call of duty make today's Dean's List. A passenger named Kira was returning from college with her betta fish named Theo, but was told that her pet was not allowed on board. Southwest agent Ismail and his fiance offered to take care of Theo so she wouldn't miss her flight. Ismail and Jamie took care of the fish for 4 months, even buying it a new little home over the summer until Kira could find a way to get Theo back to their home. Kira was finally able to reunite with Theo in Tampa, and she bought the couple a gift card to thank them. I'm happy to say Theo and Kira are back together again. A great ending to this wonderful fish tale. And thank you to Ismail and Jamie for doing such a kind thing and taking care of Theo. You all made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1969.
We find ourselves rich in goods, but ragged in spirit. Reaching with magnificent precision for the moon, but falling into raucous discord on Earth.
I have decided to order the immediate redeployment from Vietnam of the division equivalent of approximately 25,000 men.
At the inquest, I responded as completely and as truthfully as I could to the questions that were put to me by the judge as well as the district attorney.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. I'm going to step off the land now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Montel Jordan, recently revealed as Panther on Fox's The Masked Singer.
I'm a huge Nick Cannon fan. That's my guy. I love him. I've watched the show, and I've watched for years people mistakenly think that was me. And so just the opportunity to go there and them not be able to guess it's me after so many years felt like a win.
So it wasn't that you necessarily were trying to disguise your voice, as some people do when they have a familiar voice. Was it more you were trying to see how much you could experiment with it and push it for yourself?
I'm working on a jazz album. And so to try and create something that sounds like me, that I know what I sound like, but people have maybe boxed me into the nasally R&B song from 1995 and think that's me. I'm so much more than that.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
show that's real.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
So Pierce Morgan's here. He's hosted the same Pierce Morgan. Goes Pierce Morgan Uncensored. It's on Fox Nation. And he's going to be filming in New York this week. Pierce, who do you have on tonight?
We have the two most infamous pugilists in America, Mike Tyson.
Right.
And Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson. Now, and they're not on together, are they?
No, they're going to be following each other back to back.
Now, what is your main question to Mike Tyson?
I'm actually interested in Tyson. Where he is now is a very interesting place, where he's an iconic figure in America. But he's been through so much ups and downs,
yes,
highs and lows. Where is he now, Mike Tyson, with himself? He's got a cannabis farm that he's now making.
He's doing well.
Out. You know, he's getting into fights on planes with people who are abusive to
him. Was that his fault?
With the world's most stupid passengers. Right? I don't know what I'll do. I'll goad Mike Tyson. I just find him a really fascinating character. I've known him a long time, interviewed him many times. And I prefer with Mike to just riff with him than have too big a script. Everyone knows his story. I'm more interested in where he is, what he's got to say, what he cares about right now. You know,
Tucker.
Tucker, to me, is in England, he's a fascinating sort of figure because he's been sort of polarized as far right by his enemies on the left. I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about Tucker. I always say that when I watch Tucker's show, I find myself agreeing with about 70% of it every night, which is a pretty good ratio for someone like me who's not really a right-winger. So I don't really understand the over-demonization of him. I think he's a compelling contrarian. I think he's a great debater.
So thank
you. He loves stirring things up. I do too. I think we're quite similar in that respect. He's worked like I have at CNN and other places, and now we're both at Fox together. I think it'll be a normal interview with Tucker where, again, you know, I don't like to have too big a script or plan it too much. It's more like, hey, you're Tucker Carlson. What do you think of the world right now?
So is that the way you approach the morning show when you are with 4-minute segments and 6-minute segments?
I would ignore all those.
You would?
Yeah, I didn't even look at how long I have for segments. In fact, I would take my earpiece out.
So how would you prepare for a show?
I didn't.
What about reading the news?
I was reading all day, every day, everything that's happening.
That's what I do.
So I was incredibly across all the news.
Watching too?
Watching, listening, all over social media. So I was very informed, and I would form my own opinions about stuff. But what I really love to do was just freewheel with guests. Get us somebody compelling on, like a Tucker, like a Tyson.
And listen.
And listen to them and go with the flow a bit. You know, what are they exercised about, rather than you telling them what they should be?
So when you went into CNN, different landscape, I get it. You replaced Larry King.
Yeah.
He wasn't too nice about it, right?
He wasn't. He said after a month of me being there, he pretended to be happy about a young Brit guy taking his prestigious real estate. And then he was asked on a red carpet, about a month into my tenure, what do you think of Piers' show? And he went, you know what? He said, it's like watching my mother-in-law drive my favorite Bentley over a cliff.
Wow. And how did you handle
it? I was asked by response a few days later. I went, well, to be fair to Larry, he knows all about mother-in-laws. He's had 8 of them.
That's awesome. Did anything ever, when you go over there, we know how crazy it is now as more people got in and out and the little success that anyone's really had there. Did that ever shake your confidence?
Not really. I mean, I did look. I was there nearly 4 years, having a show that aired 3 times a day around the world. It was an amazing privilege to sit down with someone.
You make news every day.
Yeah. I was interviewing presidents and the biggest stars and whatever. I kind of felt it had run out of steam because I went there to do big interviews and I'd interviewed everybody. I also felt, and we were talking about this in the break, I felt like I really missed the culture of my own country just to exist in. When you live full time in another country, as I did for 4 years in New York and L.A., I really missed going into my local cafe and just talking about English football, soccer.
You don't need to hang out with celebrities. You like everyday people.
I like everyday people, and I like just having a conversation about stuff I care about. Cricket, for example. You ever try to have a conversation about cricket in a New York cafe?
Can't do it.
It doesn't last, right? So you guys, I would say if I took you, Brian, and put you in London for 4 years, you'd be tearing your hair out because you'd want to talk about the New York Knicks, or whatever it may be.
Except I do like soccer.
Right.
I'm not a big international guy, but I would definitely dive into the game.
It's a cultural thing.
Absolutely.
And I think you've got to understand that when you live somewhere else for a long time, either you either go one way, you never go back, or it tugs at your heartstrings.
But I'm glad you're at Fox, and I'm glad you're at Period and Fox when we have free snacks.
Absolutely.
Never happened before.
It is fantastic. I used to.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive presale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, where you can enjoy the comfort of your vehicle, including the air conditioning, while they remove the smoke and grime, debris, and other deposits that can build up on your vehicle and possibly damage the finish and paint. Quick and Clean Car Wash packages start at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
News.
no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Most of the companies around that time were trying to sell big, expensive cars to rich people. But Henry Ford never thought that that was the market to go after.
His strategy was to build and mass-produce cars that ordinary people could drive.
Henry wants to improve the lives of everyday people with cars, the way Thomas Edison did with electrical light.
That is the voice of Larry Kudlow, and he's part of a brand of the series that's continuing called American Dynasty. It airs Tuesdays today, 9 o'clock Eastern Time on the Fox Business Network. Larry, of course, his show's on every single day at 4 o'clock, and I'm lucky enough to be on it once a week when they'll have me. Larry, welcome back.
The great Brian Kilmeade. It's my great pleasure. You know, thank you for that. I am an amateur historian. Actually, I guess to some extent we both are. But yep. the so-called Gilded Age, which was about usually defined 1870 to 1907 or 1910. You know, the liberal historians call them robber barons, and you know the whole idea of the Gilded Age has a negative overtones. Brian, this was one of the most prolific economic growth periods in American history. I mean, that's why I'm so keen on this. For example, with Henry Ford, he didn't want cars for the rich. Henry Ford wanted cars for the middle class. Here's what he did. He gave his assembly line workers a $5 raise. This was right about 1900, okay? Now, in those days, $5 was a lot. Well, guess what? The $5 raise enabled all of his workers to buy Model T Fords. The most brilliant idea.
Yep.
And all of these people, like Thomas Edison. Okay, Thomas Edison invented the electric light.
They were buddies.
Right. They were. Yes, you're exactly right. Well, Thomas Edison, by the way, invented the telephone. He invented the telegraph. Okay. John D. Rockefeller found oil in Spindletop in western Pennsylvania, right? They originally used it for kerosene. Then they had so much of it, then they figured out how to use it and refine it into gasoline to power Henry Ford's cars. I mean, imagine that. Andrew Carnegie invented the Bessemer steel process during this period. The Wright brothers invented the airplane during this period. And meanwhile, the proliferation of railroads across the country, linking all these, you know, commercial cities together, that also occurred during this period. The most remarkable period. And the other thing I want to say, Brian, is with respect to the so-called robber barons, these guys built colleges, universities, libraries, hospitals. I mean, they were unbelievable civic-minded people, and they completely transformed the country into the greatest economic power in the world. And these lefty historians will never give them credit, but this was the most remarkable period.
You know, it's pretty amazing, too. I went out and did something on the Ford Museum for Fox Nation on the history of Henry Ford, and to see what they were able to do and indefatigable way in which he worked. And the way World War One happens, and he says, hey, how can I help? And when the government saw what his setup was there, they basically ended up, he ends up building tanks, and they end up leaving him the residue of that, and he ends up finishing off his car company.
You're exactly right. That's a wonderful thought. It's exactly, exactly right. I mean, these people were among the greatest American entrepreneurs in our country's history, and we owe a lot to them for progress. And the thing about it is, it was aimed at the middle class. There's this great scene, you know, this stupid TV series, The Gilded Age, which makes them all look bad. But if you go back, there's this great scene when they're, you know, all standing in front of this building and the guy pulls the switch and the electric lights go on. That had never happened before. Electric lights lit up an entire building. It had never happened before. Think about that.
I mean, yeah.
And it's like, and when those people become rich and successful, I want them to be rich and successful. I want innovators, the ones who come up with the polio vaccines, who comes up with the COVID-19 vaccine, who comes up with a medicine that allows people to survive AIDS, and they end up becoming, I want them to be rich. Because we need these people, because they also train other people, they hire other people, they inspire other people to move our country forward, ultimately. And to speak about moving our country forward, Larry, when I was doing your show over the summer, there was a sense that the Dobbs decision was going to drive the midterm election, stop the red wave. Have you, did you ever believe that? And what do you believe now?
I never believed it. I saw polls. A lot of polls asking wrong questions. But what's happened now is it's ironic. So they passed this Inflation Reduction Act, which was, you know, a fraud. And the inflation numbers in August and September went up. Okay. Even though gas prices were falling, the rest of it went up. And real wages continue to fall. So you look at this new round of polls, the Rasmussen Reports poll, the New York Times, Siena poll, the New York Times poll, okay, they're now showing Republicans are running away, okay? And it's interesting also, the number one issue by far, Brian, is inflation.
Yep.
And then, you know, if you have inflation slash economy, that's like 65%. And you have to go way down the list. Abortion has dropped to like 3 or 4%. Climate change has dropped to like 2 or 3%. So what's happened is the country is sick to death of this big government socialism. The economy is in the tank. Inflation is still high, and they're going to vote their pocketbooks, and you're going to have a major two-house sweep, a major two-house sweep.
So what I think is also important is, and you do this all the time on your show, is I like people that I can't really figure out what political persuasion they are. Like Jamie Dimon came out last week and said, why weren't we drilling? And then you have other CEOs who you know lean left to say, Mike Bloomberg, who obviously leans left, sees some fundamental problems. Even though he's fundamentally an environmentalist and everything's green to him, he's also practical. He also knew how to fight crime. Listen to Bob Nardelli, who was on Cavuto's show yesterday.
Yep.
And here's what he said the reality is, the former CEO of Chrysler and Home Depot, cut for.
The reality is that it's not if we're in a if we're going to have a recession. Latest forecast I saw is we have 90 years of reserves in the ground for natural gas. But let me comment a little bit about how we got here. Remember, we heard that it was going to be transitory.
Mm-hmm.
That's from the Secretary of Treasury. That's from the Chairman of the Fed. And then we heard from the Secretary of Transportation that it's possible, but not inevitable. Well, that's like standing in front of your house watching a tornado come, and then once it blows it away, you say, oh, well, maybe it was inevitable.
He believes it's here. You saw these Bloomberg economists, 100% said a recession's here. Do you believe it's here?
Yeah, I do. But I, one thing, you mentioned Jamie, who I know very well, Jamie Dimon. I also know Bob Nardelli very well. Jeff Bezos has been attacking the Bidens. The owner of the Washington Post attacking the Bidens right through this period. So, Brian, here's the thing. I think we're either in a recession or in the front end of a recession. The decline in GDP in the first half of the year was largely because of the spike of inflation, including, you know, gas and various energy prices, natural gas, electricity, utilities. The tightening by the Fed, which is going to continue, because the inflation rate is basically running about 7% underlying inflation, we haven't really felt the brunt of that. So there's, you know, it's still in front of us. Now, one caveat. The third quarter, which ended September 30th, I think it's going to be up. Now, the GDP tracker for the Atlanta Fed, which is a pretty good, you know, it takes every number that comes out and filters it in to what the quarterly GDP might look like. They're close to 3%. And you had a pretty good manufacturing number this morning. So you, now that's not unusual, by the way. Recessions are interrupted sometimes by, you know, pops up in GDP. So there's that's, you know, that's out there and may confuse the issue even more. The Wall Street Journal survey of economists, you probably saw it over the weekend. They're all saying 2023 next year. And I think that's about right. But my hunch is we've actually started this recession. The soft underbelly has been real wages falling now for 18 straight months. Consumer spending is very, very soft. And business prices are business. There was a story in the paper today or the story. I might have been on our website, FBN website. The Bidens accused corporations of jacking up prices. The fact is companies are paying more for the things they buy than consumers are. Companies actually had a worse inflation. So, you know.
And they're not passing it on to consumers yet.
Well, you know, they're trying to. They've had, I would say, modest success. But when the producer prices are rising faster than the consumer prices, it's a very bad sign. It also suggests a profits decline. Profits are the mother's milk of stocks and the lifeblood of the economy. But I think the economic outlook is very bad. I think it's a stagflationary outlook. And when the Republicans win the Congress, the House and Senate, they're going to be in a crisis. They're going to be in not a phony crisis, but a real crisis. And the country will want them to act immediately to come up with a program to solve this high inflation, falling economy crisis. I talked to Kevin McCarthy about this at some length on the show last night, and I think he's right. He's got a lot of good ideas. But it's going to be a crisis situation on January 3rd when the GOP takes over.
What do you think? I mean, he's not an economist. He's not, you know, he doesn't have your finance background, but how ready do you think Republicans are to be positive rather than just be a roadblock?
Well, I think the House side with this commitment to America is pretty darn good because they're hitting on all the high topic points, including inflation and recession and like getting rid of the IRS. The Senate side, not so much, right? Mitch McConnell fought against a commitment to America or a contract with America. I felt at the time that was a mistake. Rick Scott countered with his own plan, which had a minor tax flaw, which he corrected. But here's what I think's good, that you're going to see efforts by the Republicans through appropriation bills and reconciliation bills and the Congressional Review Act, which covers regulations. They are going to try to unwind and reverse the Biden damage, which has basically strangled the economy. Now, they only need 51 votes in the Senate to do that. I think they're going to get 51 or 52. But then you go, you know, Biden's going to want to veto this, right? He's going to be stubborn,
sure,
unless he
absolutely
turns out to be Bill Clinton. But as you and I were talking on our show Friday, he's no Bill Clinton. So in order to overturn a veto, it takes two-thirds. And I don't think they'll have that. Some Democrats might, you know, put their finger to the wind and see they got to move. But I don't think they'll have, 67 votes. So it's going to be difficult. It's going to be a very difficult session. But it will be a crisis session. And the public will want changes. Biden will resist those changes. So the story may, you know, have to go on till 24.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, it's, okay, do you want anyone confirmed? You know, you do some horse trading. How about this?
That's right.
Yeah, and that's the way our system was set up to be done. If, you know, the president, as we discussed, too, on your show, the president deserves almost no credit for the gun compromise, almost no credit for infrastructure. It was negotiated at the Senate, bubbled up, and he signed it. He almost blew it by demanding Build Back Better be linked to it. So if they want to work something out, I mean, maybe we'll get there. I would love to see something done, and I love to see 87,000 IRS agents' jobs not get fulfilled. We'll see if that could be something that could be traded down. Larry, who's going to be on your show at 4? Do you know?
Do I know? Yeah, I do know. Kellyanne Conway is going to be on my show, and Blake Masters is going to be on my show, and I think
that's enough. And plus your monologue.
Rick Perry, I'm going to do my monologue on the Gilded Age. And I'm going to suggest that that's the kind of return to free market capitalism that will get this country back going again. That's going to be my riff tonight, the Gilded Age.
All right, and always check out your radio show, too, on Saturdays on 77 WABC. If you're not in New York, you can get it on stream, right?
Yep. You can live stream it on the Internet, LarryKudlowShow.com. We've got to get you back on that show. I haven't had you in a while.
Right.
But you do five shows every day.
Yeah, I know, but I have appearance fees. You don't have much of a budget, Larry. And if you want me on weekends, it's going to cost you. You know, you guys are always trying to escape by.
I love it.
Go get him.
I'll make a special appeal to John Katzenmatidis.
Yes, if you don't mind. Yeah, I know he's running out of money, so let's get him quick. Larry Kudlow, thanks so much. American Dynasty.
You're the best.
The American Dynasty airing tonight at 9. His show is today at 4, and his radio show on Saturdays on 77 WABC. Larry Kudlow, see you soon. Back in a moment.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Ad paid for by Openshaw Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown the chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-459-3919. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call us now, 800-459-3919. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-459-3919. That's 800-459-3919. Again, 800-459-3919.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A generous young man that gave his piggy bank savings to people affected by Hurricane Ian makes today's Dean's List. 7-year-old Dominic DeAndrea says he was originally saving up for a Corvette or an electric scooter, but seeing the news, he says people needed help and he wanted to lend a hand. His mom, Jacqueline, says it all started with a conversation as she was dropping her kids off to school. She says Dominic was asking a lot of questions about what a hurricane was and why people were so upset. Mom knew where he was going and filmed Dominic on video declaring what he was going to do with his savings. With over $200 to donate, Dominic says they will buy supplies and mom and dad will pack up a U-Haul to set up a station in Fort Myers.
Why did you do it? What made you say I'll give up my piggy bank to other people?
Because they need it more than I do.
Thanks to Dominic for his generous heart and for his parents encouraging him to help others. Janice Dean, Fox News.
The
This is House Call for Health. Some patients are finding it hard to fill their Adderall prescriptions. Consumers and pharmacies across the country reporting a shortage of the drug, commonly used to help treat people with attention deficit disorder. Dr. Robert Schulman, head of psychiatry at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago, says the shortage is starting to scare some patients, especially during this back-to-school season.
Patients can't get their medicines, and we get a lot of phone calls, so it's a lot of extra work, and the patient has to call around the pharmacies or look and see where there is a supply.
He believes the scarcity is due in part to higher demand, abuse of the medication, and FDA limits. The FDA is not currently sounding the alarm on an Adderall shortage, and experts remind patients to continue filling prescriptions only at licensed pharmacies and with medical professionals. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Senator Lee, that was the most egregious betrayal of our nation's Constitution in its history by a U.S. senator, I believe, and it will be your legacy. Senator Lee is still casting doubt.
Please.
That was Lee and McMullen. McMullen's within 6 points. Former Republican, gone independent in Utah. Utah, by the way, Mike Lee not getting any help from Mitt Romney, which is terrible. I think it's awful. And McMullen is just a piece of, he's like those, he's just an anti-Trumper who couldn't take the party anymore, which is fine, but he decides to run as an independent and pretend he's a conservative, most likely caucus with Democrats. But he was referring to the January 6th, and he said for Mike Lee to vote against that. Listen, Mike Lee had nothing to do with January 6th. He said it over and over again, nothing to do with January 6th. He had a problem like other people with some of the things that happened with the election, and he's affiliated with Donald Trump. But he did not act in any way to instigate a crowd to storm the Capitol. In fact, he, like Kevin McCarthy, were basically hiding out and running for their lives, I think, was actually in the building. But that's his best approach. Do the Democrat thing. Do the Liz Cheney thing. Do the Adam Kinzinger thing. And try to link a Republican with the worst day affiliated with Donald Trump. Do I really think Donald Trump had anything to do with January 6th? I think if he didn't have the rally, it doesn't happen. That's about it. Meanwhile, thanks so much for listening. Don't forget, go to BrianKilmeade.com. Tulsa, Oklahoma, November 13th, November 12th. In Branson, Mississippi, and don't forget Newark, New Jersey, December 2nd.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation, 800-816-9499. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-816-9499. That's 800-816-9499. Again, 800-816-9499.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. On the stump in South Texas Saturday night, former President Trump told a crowd at a Save America rally outside Corpus Christi, Democrats continue to wreck the economy by halting oil production in the Lone Star State.
They're crushing your oil and gas jobs, imposing massive taxes and restrictions on the American energy production and population. They're destroying your jobs and destroying our country in doing it, and strangling American families with soaring prices. We've never had energy anywhere near these prices.
Mr. Trump urging the crowd to vote across the board and down ballot Republican all the way in the midterms, which are just now 16 days away. Ukrainian forces are pressing an offensive in the south that have zeroed in on Kherson, a provincial capital that's been under Russian control since the early days of the invasion. The possible fall of the city would deal another humiliation to Moscow after a string of battlefield defeats and other setbacks, further cornering Russian President Putin and setting the stage for a potential escalation of the nearly eight-month-old war. U.S. Customs and Border Protection figures show illegal border crossings hit the highest level ever recorded in the past year.
A surge in migration from Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua saw more than 227,000 migrants stopped at the border with Mexico last month. For the year that ended September 30th, migrants were stopped 2.38 million times. That's a 37% increase from the prior fiscal year.
Ben Thomas with that report. Hurricane Roslyn plowing over the Pacific as a powerful Category 4 storm just offshore from the Mexican resort of Puerto Vallarta while heading for a Sunday landfall just a little bit more to the north. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the three-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Lebanon's parliament's approved amendments to a banking secrecy law, a key demand of the International Monetary Fund before agreeing to a bailout program.
Lebanese legislators have approved the reiterated law with some slight changes, which legal and advocacy groups have critiqued as insufficient for international standards. Since Lebanon's economic meltdown began in late 2019, three-quarters of the country plunged into poverty. The Lebanese pound has lost more than 90% of its value.
Jeremy House reporting. The international community has been demanding major reforms before helping the corrupt, plagued nation. A key demand by the IMF and a tentative agreement has been to allow the country's tax authority to lift banking secrecy, which the Parliament's Finance Committee has so far rejected. Check out the latest breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Netflix reversed its recent subscriber losses with a summertime gain.
Management is hoping to build upon the gains with the upcoming launch of a cheaper version of the video streaming service that'll include ads for the first time. The Los Gatos, California company disclosed that it picked up 2.4 million subscribers during the July to September period, a comeback from a loss of 1.2 million customers during the first half of the year. The performance topped analyst estimates and enabled Netflix to at least temporarily reclaim the mantle as the world's largest video streaming service ahead of Walt Disney.
Americans will be allowed to contribute more of their money to 401ks and similar retirement savings plans next year. The IRS says savers with the plans will be able to contribute up to $22,500 in 2023. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show at 40th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. Heard around the country, around the world. In 34 minutes, you're going to hear an interview, the interview we just did with President Trump, 45th President of the United States. But right now, we're going to go to one of the first endorsements this cycle, who's been as busy in the line of fire and above all reports, even opposition research, even his opposition did exceedingly well on the one and only debate. Let's bring in the Republican candidate for Senator in Georgia, Herschel Walker. Herschel, welcome back.
Hello there. How you doing, Brian?
Hey, good.
Thanks for having me back.
Hey, so what a few weeks you've had. You've had the tumultuous, the accusations, the story in the Daily Beast that grew. Then you had the debate. And then everything that in the aftermath, according to the latest poll, you're in a virtual flat-footed tie. How does it feel on the ground with Warnock?
It feels pretty good. I think they're nervous. I think they're scared. They feel that this seat is so valuable that they'll say and do anything to get this seat, whether true or false, they're going to do it. They're going to say it. And what I'm going to continue to do is get out and meet the people, let the people hear about me. And I think the debate proves who should be a senator, who should be representing Georgia. I think he sort of underestimated me. And I asked you, Brian, and I told everyone else that know me, did they have a doubt that I would do this to him in the debate? There was no doubt in my mind I would do this to him because he's like a one-trick pony. Right now, he's voted with Joe Biden 96% of the time. It's just reason that we got an open border. We got this economy the way it is. We got men and women sports because he's that one-trick pony. He does what they tell him to do, whereas I will represent the people of Georgia to the best of my ability.
So, Herschel Walker, our guest. Herschel, a couple of things. We just saw the new spot that's out. Everyone knows you won the Heisman Trophy. They may not remember outside Georgia who your coach was. He remembers who you were, and he made it clear who he supports in this race. Listen.
I admired Herschel from the beginning. Herschel has always been challenged about doing things that people thought he wasn't capable of doing. He wants to be the best, and he has striven to do that, disciplined himself to do that, falls sometimes along the way. But he gets back up, and with his incredible drive and self-discipline, he has achieved mighty things. He's a real patriot of this country. He loves the United States of America. He also is realistic that it can be better. He is not a, quote, politician. There is a need in this country. There is need in this state for somebody like Herschel.
So what does that mean to you?
You know, that means a great deal, and I want to give a big, big shout-out to Coach Dula and his family. I know he's going through a lot of health problems right now, so we want to continue to keep him in our prayers. But when I hear him speak like that, I mean, it really makes me feel great, and that's made me go out to win this election because I've had some great people in my life, and he's one of the ones that have helped me along the way and shown me so much that I need to win this race for people like him so I can continue to help other kids to have that American dream that I've had. And I think if we continue to let people like Senator Warnock in office and he continues to say, Senator, kids will never have that American dream again, I think that'll be gone. And that's not going to be on my watch. I won't not let that happen on my watch.
Well, the other thing, well, that it must be a movie that brings back to your playing days, and I just did hear reports that you did leave college early. You have a year of eligibility. Are they trying to get you to play out your senior year finally?
Well, I don't know whether they're doing a little bit better without me in there, so they probably don't want me to come back now. And tell the guys gotten so much better. But that's the reason I tell everyone, just think about it now. I left the University of Georgia only to go to be with the 45th president of the United States of America. So I reckon God was, he knew before I was born just where he wanted to take me, and I'm letting him lead me right now. And right now I got to go out and win this Senate right. seat. So whatever I need to do to go win this Senate seat, I'm out working for the great people of Georgia.
So, by the way, I just said he was the owner of the New Jersey Generals of the USFL, and he was the future president at the time. He just joined me. We're going to play the entire interview shortly, but here's what he said about you. Herschel Walker has handled all the controversy, the allegations of abortions and things like that to this point. How do you think he's handled it?
Well, as good as he can. Look, I know Herschel for a long time. He's a high-quality person, actually. He's never done this before. I think he's done a really good job, and I think he's going to win.
So he understands what it's like to have turmoil in a campaign and get through it. What are your thoughts about what he just said?
Well, you know, President Trump, you know, he's always been a friend. He'll always be my friend, and he's always given me advice, you know, and I take his advice, and I thank him so much for all that he's done, not just for me, but to this country. I think people need to acknowledge the policy that he did for this country. I hope people can see it right now. The policy that he had for this country was so great, and you compared to what they're doing to America, compared to what they're doing to this country, I guarantee you people could put up with some of his tweets now, because right now with this economy the way it is, the crime on the street the way it is, we having a national security problem right now. I think President Trump would be a great guy to be in office right now. We need to have strength in office, and it seems like we've lost our strength because we're not supporting our military. So I thank President Trump for all he's done and what he's done for me, and I'm going to go out and win. I think for people like him, Coach Dooley, for you, Brian, you've been a great friend as well, and thank you guys for all you guys have done.
Herschel Walker, our guest. Herschel, right now, the one thing is pretty clear. The voting, even though this is a midterm election, not an election with the president, where there's a lot more interest and a lot more publicity, so far in Georgia, in person, 2020, 410,000 early voting. Now it's 396 going into today, plus. So what do you think about that? The fact that people are not being stopped from voting, it doesn't seem. It seems like the voting was really strong during primaries for both parties, yet it didn't stop President Biden from saying this, cut four.
It is the most pernicious thing. This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle. This is Jim Crow on steroids, what they're doing in Georgia and 40 other states.
Jim Crow 2.0 is about two insidious things.
No.
Voter suppression and election subversion. It's no longer about who gets to vote. It's about making it harder to vote.
So overall in the country, we've had a record amount of early voting, and in Georgia in particular, it seems strong. What do those words mean from somebody who did grow up in the South when you would walk to school and there would be mock hangings sometimes and lynchings? You know about segregation. And what were your thoughts about the president saying it?
Well, I do know about segregation, and it is sad that we have a United States president in today's time saying we're
come up under me and I'll set you up to run. Mike said, I don't want to run up, sir. And Mike was the Cordell City Police Chief for 5 months, and then the elections happened.
I'm not really sure what just happened. I think we some type of cell mix-up. A lot of times they'll just pop back on with the cell phone. I think all of a sudden we just picked up somebody else's phone call. That has never happened. But, you know, I cannot imagine if it was a bigger name guest, I might take that second phone call. But it was Herschel Walker. So outside the President of the United States, I'm pretty sure this is an interview I'd love to finish. So I was just playing that cut for Herschel. So if you know Herschel Walker's story, he wrote his biography back in 2009. And him growing up was in – both parents worked. They were extremely religious. They all had their chores. They all worked the land. They all had farms. And there was racism in the area. There was Ku Klux Klan in the area in Georgia. He said that they were to intimidate the black kids, a lot of times if they took a certain path, there'd be mock lynchings. To think that he goes back there and see about the progress we made as a country. And if you've ever been through Georgia, very few places, in my view, as integrated successfully as Georgia has since the tumultuous time leading up to the 60s. And to see the President of the United States, and I thought so at the time before Herschel even declared his candidacy, to use Jim Crow 2.0 as an example because there's new post-pandemic election rules, for example. Instead of having signature match, they just want you to have an ID. Instead of having drop boxes everywhere, they're going to be limited to the towns, and they're going to be monitored by other things. So, Herschel, we all of a sudden, it was a mystery. We just got somebody else's phone call in the middle of yours. But I just wanted you to comment on the president using that term and about Jim Crow 2.0 and the early in-person voting being almost equal to the 2020 election.
Well, first of all, I thought it was disgusting. I thought it was insulting. And why are they not impeaching him for statements like that? That is so racist, trying to divide people. But he's not the only one using that. You know, you have my senator that I'm running against use words like that to separate and divide. You have Stacey Abrams running for governor using words like that to separate and divide. We need to get people like that out of office and bring people together. I believe in equality. I believe in unity. I believe in bringing people together, not trying to separate people for a vote. That's all they want to do. They want a vote, so they'll do things like that for a vote. And I think it's insulting. It is disgusting. And, you know, even on my campaign trail now, I'm getting it out there from Senator Warnock people, from and we found out one of Obama people. They're saying all types of things to me. But they're not going to stop me. Words are not going to stop me because I want people like that out of this country because when we can stop talking about race, maybe we can get race better. When we can stop talking
what
about
race. What did the Obama people say to you?
I think that was one of the ones that called me the name. They called me the house, whatever, the N-word. And it's like, why are people out doing things like this? Because a man can think for himself. And that's what I was doing. Remember, I said that. And I said, who couldn't think for themselves when they was on a debate stage? It wasn't Herschel Walker. It was Senator Warnock. He even got to the point he wouldn't even answer questions because they hadn't told him what to say. So what I want him to do is he needs to go back and get ready to debate Joe Biden. That's what they need to do, debate him, because he's the one that gave us high taxes. He's the one that didn't want to protect the border. He's the one that don't want to get a kid's a school choice. He's the one that want to kill a baby all the way up to birth. He's the one that want to do that. So I said, debate him on some of the subjects.
Herschel, a couple of things. He after the debate, he said, well, that badge wasn't real, and Herschel's business is not real. Georgia deserves a serious candidate. Herschel Walker is not a serious candidate.
Say this, Brian. You saw the debate. Everyone else saw the debate. Who is not a serious candidate? If I'm not a serious candidate, he must be worse, because one of the things he's done is insult every law enforcement out there, because they take that badge as being very real. And he hadn't taken it to be real yet. He called them names. That's the reason the morale is down. The recruitment is down, because he has no respect for our law enforcement, where yet I've had more law enforcement that endorsed me than anyone running today. And I said, that is the problem, is Senator Warnock right now is so afraid right now that he's about to lose power. He's now saying and doing anything he can say to try to win the seat back. But he's in for a fight when he came to me.
Herschel Walker with his Herschel. So in the maximum.
Remember this, Brian. Who used a fake dog to pretend he had a dog when he didn't have a dog? He used a fake dog to mislead people, and now he's a minister that have made all this money, but yet he's evicting people for $28. So who's the hypocrite? Who's the liar? And I'm not going to bring up his personal life because we want to stay on what he's done as a senator, nothing else.
So Stacey Abrams, as you know, is running for governor. In fact, the event when I covered you for that day and I have to find out what life was like as Herschel Walker, the candidate, you both addressed the same law enforcement agencies. And she went out there and I had them, while she was talking, I had to tell the sheriffs. They walked over and said, I have nothing. She has no respect for us. One after another, they were just whispering to me, Brian, she has no respect for us. I have no interest in listening to her. And they were just walking out. Well, Stacey Abrams is a strong candidate. She's extremely intelligent, very articulate. But I cannot tell you how bizarre this statement was, and I wanted you to hear it. Tell me if this makes sense to you.
I would assume, maybe incorrectly, but while abortion is an issue, it nowhere reaches the level of interest of voters in terms of the cost of gas, food, bread, milk, things like that. What can a governor, what could you do as governor to alleviate the concerns of Georgia voters about those livability, daily, hourly issues that they're confronted with?
But let's be clear. Having children is why you're worried about your price for gas. It's why you're concerned about how much food costs. For women, this is not a reductive issue. You can't divorce being forced to carry an unwanted pregnancy from the economic realities of having a child.
So fight abortion, fight inflation by having an abortion?
Oh, you know, that is insulting. But, hey, Brian, the guy running against believes on abortion on demand. That's what he believes as well. And it is absolutely terrible that we're even discussing this in this country. But you know what's great about this country? What is great about this country is we can agree to disagree, that they have a right to their opinion. But what we have to do as people to get people out of office like that, we cannot have people in office that doing things like that, or we're going to have a society that will be lawlessness because they don't believe in cash bail. They don't believe, they believe in emptying their prisoners. They're going to make up prisoners in our own home. You know, and I look at their belief. They believe in no police, abolishing prison, no family unit. It sounds like a Marxist to me. That sounds just like a Marxist to me. When you hear things like that, I say, guys, what is going on, people? Let's get out. We have to get people out of office like that. And, yes, they can be in the United States because this is a great country, and we're a country that we continue to be compassionate, but we cannot. We got to have laws in this country. We got to have people that protect our men and women in blue. We got to have people that protect our military. Got to have people that are going to protect our kids because they're going out there with kids, too, to indoctrinate them.
Herschel, last question. I only have 20 seconds. Do you have a plan? If neither of you get 50, you have to have a runoff. Is there a runoff plan, Herschel Walker?
No, I got a runoff plan, but there's not going to be a runoff. I'm going to beat him outright. Right now, as I go around the state is upset. I'm going to beat him outright. I think he knows it as well. He voted early, Brian. He voted early, and I think he voted for me because he don't want to take on the task no more.
I'm pretty sure he did.
It's too big for him.
Herschel, I can't go with you on that prediction, but I hear you. Herschel's going to join me on One Nation, 8 o'clock on Saturday, too. Herschel Walker, thanks so much.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
This is Fox on Justice. New York City police say hate crimes in the city are up 103% compared to last year, and up 45% specifically targeting the Jewish community. Police say they've arrested two people accused of attacking three Jewish men in Brooklyn. Police say a 14-year-old boy attacked two elderly Jewish men with a fire extinguisher. And police say the next day, a 31-year-old man hit a Jewish man in the face who was wearing traditional Jewish clothing. Now a rabbi in Brooklyn says New York's bail reform laws are putting his community in danger.
If the system had letting them out in 2 hours and 6 hours and 8 hours, they are here again. It's the same repeatable problem again and again.
Police are not blaming either of these recent two attacks on bail reform, but Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell agrees with the rabbi, saying that a change to the system is needed. But this problem is not confined to New York City. The Anti-Defamation League says the amount of anti-Semitic incidents in the country this year has already surpassed all of last year. Nate Foy, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorky with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Naveen Andrews, who joins Fox's The Cleaning Lady as a new character, Robert Kamdar.
The unpredictability of this particular character, it seems, literally go from 0 to 60 without any preparation. Normally there's gradations, people's emotions or feelings, and he can switch very, very quickly. I think it surprises even him.
Past hit shows of his include Lost, but Andrews shared the unique way he even found out that was a hit.
I get everything from my son. My youngest is 16, and the way they watch new shows is completely foreign to me. The idea of, like, watching things on their phone, an iPad, and their word of mouth with each other, because they could communicate, of course, in a completely different way to my generation. I guess it goes with, like, because I don't watch TV. This is the weird thing. I never saw Lost.
What?
I only knew it was a hit when Matthew Fox said, "We're going to be hanging around here for a long time."
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Alan Lomax, who died in 2002, was an American folklorist and musicologist. Lomax was involved in the archive of folk songs at the Library of Congress and a pioneering oral historian who recorded the early story of American folk artists.
Since I was 17, that was pretty close to 18 straight years. I'd been in every back alley and every little town, and it got so I wasn't feeling fresh about America. It was coming out of my ears, and I wasn't enjoying it anymore. So it seemed to me that the big problem that time was to make the world feel like a world of various people speaking various languages, all about the same big human problem.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
A couple of minutes, you're going to hear my entire interview with President Trump. I've been doing it through, you know, we have hard breaks. We can't really blow them out. It's not like television. If you're in a row, if there's breaking news, you can do it. So we're able to do two parts with the president, 45th president of the United States, who's got a full schedule. I mean, he is working hard. What's so odd is the current president not doing almost anything. Yesterday, he helped with the Fetterman. Fetterman wasn't even appearing with him. Fetterman went to an event in Pittsburgh and didn't do anything. He didn't say anything. In fact, when he went to say something, I'll show you this later on this hour, this half hour. When he went to talk, his wife jumped in and said, "This isn't, we don't have interviews." He had a rally with the current president, not a rally, but an event with the current president, and didn't talk. When they walked into a restaurant together, they walked through the door. Fetterman stands against the wall. The president walks to the counter. I don't know who scripted that, but that was absolutely bizarre. He does raise, the president does raise a lot of money, but he's not a great speaker. He's always angry, and he's not popular. The guy who's popular right now is President Obama on the left, and he's buzzing everywhere. I get the sense that they barely talk. I do not think they get along. I truly believe that. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show, and we come back to 45th President of the United States, who might just be the 47th President of the United States. Go to BrianKilmeade.com, find out where I'll be.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Goldleaf Nursery Autumn Harvest of Savings Sale is going on now. A huge 50% off sale of shrubs and trees in a selected area of the parking lot. A great time to pick out fall color trees and shrubs. And the rest of the entire inventory is 20% off. This sale runs until November 19th. Coming soon, a truckload of living Christmas trees, including Colorado blue spruce, fir trees, and the hard-to-get Japanese maple and dogwood. Goldleaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. Don't miss Goldleaf Nursery's Autumn of Savings Sale. Goldleaf Nursery at 6168 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
spooktacular savings going on now at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive, where they offer free estimates and are about 30% less than the national average. Mako also works with most major insurance companies. So whether it's a dent or a ding, a minor fender bender, or a full body repair and paint job, Mako has you covered. Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
A radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everybody. Well, it's always great to talk to the president of the former president of the United States, who might just be the next president of the United States, and certainly people have the speculation strong that he's going to declare after the midterms. So here's my interview with President Trump moments ago. Let's welcome in President Donald Trump. Mr. President, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Brian. Thank you very much.
So, Mr. President, no one has better political instincts, I would argue, than you. Do you sense a red wave?
I do. I think so. About 6 months ago, it felt phenomenal. Then it got a little bit muddied up. Now I think we're going to do very well. I actually think we're going to do very well, maybe surprisingly well. Crime is a disaster for them. I mean, it's a Democrat cities, but crime is just an absolute disaster for them. And the economy and inflation is really bad. And then they put Afghanistan and the withdrawal in the back of their mind, the way they withdrew, not the withdrawal, the way they withdrew, with the fact that it was really a surrender, not a withdrawal. It was the lowest day in the life of our country, in my opinion. You know, you add all of these factors. We're not respected anymore. We're not, we have nothing. We have nothing. With the war with Ukraine and Russia would have never happened. No, should have never happened, would have never happened.
Why do you think it wouldn't have happened if you were president?
Because Putin respected me, and we didn't play games, and it wouldn't have happened. Plus, just another little factor is when oil went up to $114 a barrel, Putin was making a fortune no matter what the war cost. When I had it at $40 a barrel. And at $40 a barrel, he couldn't have afforded the war. Right now, oil is so expensive that he can continue to go. The money's not going to be the problem. The capability is, and certainly he's been somewhat embarrassed, but now if you notice, he's bringing out some pretty vicious weapons. And
from Iran. He's bringing them on from Iran. What would you do if Iran was supplying kamikaze drones to an ally, would Ukraine as an ally of ours?
Yep. That's another thing that would have never happened. Iran would have never done that. They were in no position to do that, Brian. Iran was in absolutely no position to do that. They would have, I had them shut down. Iran would have made a deal with us within 1 week after I reassumed office. Now Iran is another one. They've aligned with China and Russia. So on top of everything else, you have these countries with a lot of weaponry lined up. You have China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea probably too.
So, Mr. President, it's obvious that Russia does not have a military that was hyped to have had. They are performing miserably in the field. People are leaving the country rather than go for their draft. Obviously, Putin's embarrassed. Did you know that Russia was actually this antiquated this week?
Well, nobody knew. You don't know those things. Putin would talk a strong game. but it's been very embarrassing. But nevertheless, they have a strong, you know, they have a strong military, and you look at what's happening now. They're knocking the hell out of, they're just knocking Ukraine to, their cities are being just pummeled, and buildings are pouring down on top of people. You know, this is something that should have never happened. This is something that, when Putin saw I was out, and he saw what happened in Afghanistan, I think he looked at himself, he looked at his group, he said, here's our chance. They don't know what they're doing. Because we looked worse right. than he ever looked with the way we got out of Afghanistan. So, you know, I think that, and also, they don't seem to be fighting with a lot of spirit. If they had a fight with spirit, like Ukraine is fighting with spirit. But Ukraine is a much smaller military, you know, you have to remember.
What?
And now they're using tactics, and don't forget, those tactics can get a lot worse. And importantly, you know, I call it the N-word, the nuclear word. People get a little angry when I say that. They said, don't get angry. It's the biggest threat in the world today.
Do you think he uses them? Do you think there's a story that Putin wanted to use them and his inner circle stopped it? Do you think Putin would use nuclear weapons?
Well, I don't think he'll stand for losing. So in some form, maybe limited form, but to think we're even having this conversation. You know, you never mentioned the N-word, either one, okay? You never mentioned the N-word or the N-word. The nuclear N-word never was supposed to be mentioned. Now I'm reading every day, as an example today, I'm reading somewhere that there's at least a 40% chance that he'll use nuclear weapons. How the hell did this happen? And it's because of the United States. The other thing is, you know, we're spending a lot of money, and Europe is spending a tiny fraction of that money. You know, Europe is not spending the money. We are. We're spending a lot of money. We're going for billions and billions and billions, and every time
right.
he calls, and I like him. Don't forget, he came to my defense with the fake Russian hoax. He said,
Zelensky.
No, he didn't say anything wrong. He could have played it the other way. Oh, I was, you know, insulted or something. He wasn't insulted, and he was very honorable. So I like him. But it would be a great thing if we could negotiate a peace right now. Wouldn't that be great?
But if they take 15% of a country and then negotiate peace, they won. So that would be a bad precedent.
That's up to whoever it is negotiating.
Yeah.
But we're very far away from the area. Europe is very close, and Europe isn't paying money. You know, they're paying very little.
Actually. If I could pivot to Saudi Arabia, you mentioned oil. They have decided to pull back OPEC Plus 2 million barrels a day from the market, causing prices to rise. The president says there's going to be hell to pay for that, essentially. And the Democrats are talking about stopping arms sales and missile defense to them. Do you think that's the right move?
Well, I think Saudi Arabia has been treated badly by the United States, by this, you know, particular group of people. And I think they took them for granted. And, you know, in the meantime, Russia, there, but right there, Russia and China are moving in, and they can protect them just like we can. You know, they needed us for protection. When I was there, I gave them great protection. They would have done anything for us. They would have done anything for us. But I gave them great protection, and we got along great. And when we had too much oil, you know,
right.
In my case, we produced so much that I got it down to $1.50 gasoline, down to $1.50. That was too low because the oil companies were going to go bust. So I dealt with Russia specifically. I dealt with Russia, and I dealt with Saudi Arabia on a couple of phone calls. And we got it up, and we got it up to $40 a barrel, which is great. And that gave us $1.87. You know, they keep saying it's $2.30. It wasn't $2.30. It was a dollar. You can't go from the day he took over, because as soon as the election was, I'll put a word in quotes, won, okay, which we got more votes than they did. We did a great job with that election, that I can tell you. I got 12 million more votes than I got the first time. But as soon as the election was determined, you had a big spike in oil. But that had nothing to do with me. So if you go to before the election itself, you look at some of the prices during a fairly extended period of time. Not fairly, during my whole administration. But we had oil down to $1.87 a barrel.
Right. So overall, judging by what we're living with now, you would not sanction... You would not withhold weapon sales or sanction the relationship because you were using them as a hedge against Iran anyway. Don't you have to make a choice in the Middle East?
I wouldn't do that. No, yeah. We have, first, for two reasons. They give us billions and billions of dollars to make these weapons. And if we don't give it to them, they'll buy them from China and Russia. So, you know, I wouldn't do that at all. No.
So let's look at your candidates.
I'd be friends with the Saudis. And I don't like them going to China because they do control vast amounts of oil. We have more than they do. That's the amazing thing. And Biden goes around begging Venezuela and Saudi Arabia and others for oil. We have more than they do. A lot of people don't know that. I got Anwar done in Alaska. That's the size, potentially, of Saudi Arabia in terms of...
And he won't use it.
The quantity. And the first day, well, think of this. The biggest site probably in the world, okay? I got it done. Reagan couldn't get it done. Nobody could get it done. I got it done. The first day in office, they ended it. But I'll get it back if I do something.
So, Mr. President...
The first day in office, they ended it. Think of that, Brian.
So the biggest
site, the biggest, the most liquid gold anywhere in the world, probably, but very close.
But you talk to people from Alaska, they're very frustrated, especially. So let's talk about the people that you have on the ballot. Some of the people you got behind and endorsed, Blake Masters, Dr. Oz, J.D. Vance, Kari Lake, are doing very well. Even Tudor Dixon seems to be surging. Will the results of this election and the people you endorsed influence whether you run or not in 2024?
Yes and no. Look, if we did badly, I'm not sure that wouldn't make it even more imperative to run, because I've done very well. Look, I won the first election by quote. I won the second election by a lot.
Yeah.
You got
more votes this time, but having said that, you had 74 million votes.
You had places where you had more votes than you had people voting.
Right.
Look at Philadelphia. Look at Detroit.
Yeah. You're just going forward, looking at the result, looking at results in 2022, you think whether it's a big win for your candidates or a big loss, you feel it imperative to run. How do you think Herschel Walker has handled all the controversy, the allegations of abortions and things like that to this point? How do you think he's handled it?
Well, as good as he can. Look, I know Herschel for a long time. He's a high quality person, actually. He's never done this before. I think he's done a really good job, and I think he's going to win. Remember, Herschel as an athlete and as a person, you know, they know him for a long time in that state. But he's probably a top three running back in history. Georgia's a big football deal. He went to a great football school. He was a star, Heisman Trophy and everything, national championship. I think when people get into that voting booth, and this, he's got a great way about him, great look. He's kept himself in shape. He looks great. He looks like he could play tomorrow. I said, Herschel, maybe you should go play a little bit of football, right? You know, help the team out. But and they have a great team this year, too, interestingly. But Herschel was the greatest. I mean, he was one of the two or three greatest athletes in the history of the state. You have Hank Aaron. You have Herschel Walker. And you have a couple of others, I guess. But those two come to mind. I think when the voters get into that booth, it would be nice if they all got into the booth, by the way, not this mail-in crap that gets, rigged and fixed. But, I mean, we should go to paper ballots, one-day voting, and voter ID. If you had that, you wouldn't have any problems anymore. Nobody would be complaining.
No, but I hear you. So you're optimistic.
Whatever booth they're in, you know.
Yeah, you're optimistic Herschel's going to pull it out.
Their car. And what's that, right?
Well, you're optimistic he's going to pull it out, I guess. And if he doesn't get over 50, they'll have a runoff again.
I think when people in Georgia say vote against a guy who's got a lot of problems. Warnock has a lot of dirty stuff in his background. To me, he's got a lot of dirty, dirty stuff, really dirty stuff. And in my opinion, it hasn't come out yet.
Right.
But I think that Herschel is going to do really well. I think people are going to say, I'm going for Herschel.
Hey, so, Mr. President, what I'm wondering is, I see Maggie Haberman sits down with you for hours as a best-selling book, Jonathan Carl, hours, best-selling book, Bob Woodward now releasing tapes. Do you regret sitting down with them? They don't seem to be doing any favors and making a lot of money off your relationship.
No, well, it depends. I think Jonathan Carl, you know, look, I know Jonathan for a long time. He's a sleazebag, and I knew what I was doing. I'm glad I did it because at least you get a little bit of say, but they don't write it anyway. In many ways, I like the tapes. I insist on tapes, but I also say the tapes belong to me, so that means Woodward has to get whatever deal he made. You know, well, probably end up in litigation over it because we gave tapes for the written word, not tapes to sell. And that's always made clear. I don't know if you've ever done an interview with you. I might not say it because I trust you. You know, you're a good man, Brian.
Thank you.
But with Bob Woodward, I said, no, no, these tapes are for the written word. These tapes are for your book. These are not to be sold. These are tapes for your book to help you. And I like that because it's more accurate, you know, than somebody
saying. So now he's selling an audio book, whatever he is.
So now he makes an audio book out of it. So we'll sue him. And then, you know, we've already hired the lawyers to sue him because he's you know, Bob Woodward's a very sleazy guy.
I know you got to get going. You got we got a couple of minutes. Twitter is bought by Elon Musk. They want you back. Will you go back on Twitter? I know you got Truth Social. Would you do both?
Well, Truth Social for the last 4 days has been number one. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yep.
But it's been number one. It's ahead of TikTok. It's ahead of Instagram. It's ahead of everything. It's been number one. But I could have it sent to you just to verify this, okay? Because I like to verify things. So Truth is doing really well. People love it. Back, they say that was one of the worst decisions made in business.
And how would you handle running against people in your cabinet like Pompeo, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence?
Well, many of them have said they would never run if I run, so we'll see whether or not that turns out to be true. I think it would be very disloyal if they did, but that's okay, too. And the polls have me leading by 40, 50 points. I'm leading by a lot.
Right.
The other thing is I'll probably decide in the not-too-distant future we have to make this country great again. We had it great. We had energy independence. We were respected all over the world. We had low taxes. Everything that's happened, we had no inflation, right, as you know. We had this thing going like nobody's, like our country has never been before.
But
we
when would you
border.
Decide if you're going to run?
Border in history.
When would you going to decide, right, if you want to try that again?
We had the strongest border in history. We had all of the things. It was so beautiful. And now, look at our country. Our country is a failed country. We're really a nation in decline. And that's a very sad thing.
Mr. President, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Donald Trump.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation, 800-816-9499. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-816-9499. That's 800-816-9499. Again, 800-816-9499.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helped Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Can I get the sales projections for the Springfield, Bristol, and Fairview stores?
Val's Froyo Palace is dishing out 3 more locations.
Jody, have you lined up interviews?
They need 3 new store managers before they have a meltdown.
And remember, they need at least 5 years' experience.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we are going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Mr. Pence, if Donald Trump is the Republican nominee for president in 2024, will you vote for him?
Well, there might be somebody else I'd prefer more. What I can tell you is I have every confidence that the Republican Party is going to sort out leadership. All my focus has been on the midterm elections, and it'll stay that way for the next 20 days. But after that, we'll be thinking about the future.
He has a book coming out, too. He was on yesterday afternoon with John Roberts for 2 days ago, and he's not going to be able to say that too much longer. He said that for the longest time, that my big focus is going to be getting back the Senate and the House. So with the vice president getting on the same stage with his former president, the former president that he worked with and under, that would be tough. I kind of regret now playing that, now that I heard that soundbite so crisply. But President Trump would have went off if he had heard that, right?
You're breaking like your little producer's heart over here. We're like, play the pen.
I know. I should have played it. And then when it screwed me up too. It came back and we had another minute with him. But it was good to have the president there. I get the sense that we're going to have him again pretty soon, probably right after the midterms. I'm sure he'll do it. And listen, I know you're reading all this stuff about it. And if you watch the other channels, how often, how many investigations are out there? How much pressure is on the president? I've talked to him a few times off the air. Now I talked to him on the air. He does not sound like a guy under pressure. And believe me, I've seen him angry. I still believe I'm right. I'm the only one to interview him after the election. So I interviewed him after the election, and I made him at West Point, and he was infuriated, and still he did the interview. So if he's a great actor, maybe he's a great actor, but I know a lot of people golfing with him. He hasn't. Not a care in the world. You know, he hires lawyers, he gets them out there, and he's ready to go. We'll see. Listen, go to BrianKilmeade.com. I'm going to be live on stage talking about all my history books, especially The President of Freedom Fighter, now out on paperback on Tuesday. I'll be in Newark, New Jersey, December 2nd. Tickets are going fast. Plenty of Fox surprises there. And then, of course, Brandon, Mississippi, on November 11th, November 12th, and November 13th, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Ad paid for by OpenJAR Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown the chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call policy immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-459-3919. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call us now, 800-459-3919. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-459-3919. That's 800-459-3919. Again, 800-459-3919.
It's fall, y'all, and Black Bear Diner wants to make sure you lean into pumpkin spice season. Sip on a pumpkin cold brew made with our deliciously smooth and full-bodied coffee blend to spice up an afternoon or top off your next dinner with a slice of creamy pumpkin cheesecake. Start your day with pumpkin as well. Ask for pumpkin spice in your ever-popular sweet cream pancakes. We'll drizzle on some pumpkin spice sauce, add a dollop of whipped cream, and call it breakfast. Visit Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients.